awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
The Song of Songs.
Song of Songs for Friday morning.
You know when you hear that song, it means it's the best day of the week because it's Friday. Or you're just in the mood for a good jam.
I kind of like Thursday.
I like Thursday too.
But I like Friday better, I think.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Happy Friday. We are here. We're hanging out with you. I couldn't be more excited that I'm actually here.
Yeah, I'm glad you're back.
Whew.
Lots of stuff went down yesterday.
Yeah, I missed the show yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
First of all, I want to thank every single human being who prayed for my son and continues to pray for my son, Brody, my 17-month-old. We were in the hospital late Wednesday night. It was crazy.
It was crazy. But Mitch did a good job.
She
was in here doing the thing, and Doug was there helping me.
Yeah, dude, when she gets in, I'm going to give her a 12-second hug.
Okay.
It's going to be a little awkward.
I think you should give her a $12 gift certificate to Chuck E. Cheese.
Maybe I'll do both.
They wouldn't let her in.
As she walks in, I'll wrap my arms around her, and in my right hand, because she's so tiny, I'll just go like all the way around and show her gift card.
Chuck E. Cheese.
It's her favorite place.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't give her.
She fits in well.
Don't even give her a hug.
I'm like thanking her and insulting her in the same breath.
I know.
Which is weird because I'm actually currently studying the book of James right now because I'm teaching in the book of James in June. And that's exactly what it talks about. With like the same tongue, you like
hugging
praise
people?
God and then like curse others. And it's like it ought not to be that way.
I thought it was talking about hugging people and giving them gift cards.
I just somehow, some way, I didn't know it was even possible. But apparently it is. Looks like I actually just Jesus juked myself.
Yeah! Doug, did you hear that? Yeah.
I didn't mean to.
He Jesus juked himself.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Look at all these songs.
Yeah.
It's exciting. You want me to do my impression of yesterday morning with the songs? It's like this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
So cool, Harry Potter in the news.
Well, this is fun.
And then, wait.
Whoa, it's getting a little crazy. That's fine. You know how it goes.
I have no idea what you're talking about because I wasn't listening.
I know. You know the day is we had a lot of fun with the beds yesterday.
Well, it's Friday. We're going to break on through.
Break on through.
To the weekend. I'm excited. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico joining us today. We have tickets to give away. Toby Mac, Skillet, Lecrae. You
Bud
interviewed
Fest.
Toby yesterday.
I did, and he was great. I even had a false Toby.
Yeah. Oh, let's see if we have a real phone call. Static.
It's Matthew from Albuquerque, guys.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
How's it going, Steve? Oh, I saw your Instagram post.
Yeah. Yeah.
How's he doing now? Is he doing a little bit better?
Yeah, still getting fever, so, you know, rocking the Motrin and Tylenol every 3 hours like clockwork or whatevs.
Well, hey, at least he's making some progress. So,
he is
making
some progress.
Yeah, he is.
Amen to that. So, much improved.
I'm glad he's doing good.
Yes.
Because, you know, let me tell you guys, I know somebody, he has this thing called epilepsy, and I know that's hard. It's like, you know, I've been told by her that seizures aren't the most, you know, enjoyable thing because it's just terrible. And the next thing you know, you black out, can't remember anything from, like, the last 30 seconds.
Right.
It's terrible. So,
yep.
You know, hey, you know, it's a good thing. I'm glad he's healthy. You know, and everybody in my family, we think he's beautiful. He looks cute.
Thanks, cute. Matthew.
Hey, Steve always probably going to be just like his daddy, a DJ on this awesome radio station.
Oh,
I have a feeling he's going to be just like you, Steve-O.
Hey, you have a feeling.
He has a feeling. Are you a mystic?
Hey, he's going to be, you know, he's going to be funny, like you could tell you. There's nobody that could be funnier than you on this radio station. You and Mateo are so funny in the morning.
I was about to say, have you heard of Doug? Doug's pretty funny.
Yeah, his name's Steve-O Mateo. I mean, you know, let's be honest.
Who is Doug?
Let's be false humble. We're not humble. Come
Doug,
on.
Doug, he doesn't know
we're
who you are.
We're the funniest. Oh, we're so funny.
Intern Doug, Matthew.
No, intern Doug's pretty
amazing. Oh, yeah. I forgot. He's one of the interns.
Yeah, he's listening to you right now. He's listening to you.
Hi. He can see your thoughts.
Hello, Doug, if you're listening out there. Nice to meet you, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
Sounded creepy.
Yeah. And then, hey, guys, you know what I can tell you? I'm actually really, you know, praying right now that I get that manager position through the
You know.
Let me tell you guys, next season, I have a feeling we're gonna keep going. We're gonna have nice wins. Even if we don't win, as long as we have fun, that's still what matters, you know.
He didn't
It would be great to make it to the state championship, but still, you know, as long as we have a good time playing down there and the guys have fun,
that's what he's talking about.
They do their best, that's all that matters to us, you know, me and the coach. It's both going to matter
that
we have fun.
Yeah.
You know what? Next year, guys, all you guys are listening to my announcements for Volcano.
It's pretty
next year, once the football games start going on, I'll get schedule. I'll email Steve-O and you guys can have hear the nice announcements. Again, if you guys forgot to see the prices, $2 for student ID and $5 for no ID. Keep that in mind.
Okay.
I'll keep it in mind, but I'm not getting no ID, Matthew, from Albuquerque.
Yeah, it's Mark of the Beast.
You're not a student.
Yeah, right.
All right, man. Can we play a song for you?
Well, of course. This morning, guys. Let's see. You guys have anything by the script over there?
By the what?
The script.
The script?
The who?
Some band. If you guys don't, just play something by Hillsong for me.
Taylor Swift?
No, wait. What was the first song you said?
It's by the script.
The script.
What song was it?
You guys don't have For the First Time by the script?
We're gonna see if we do. I don't think we do.
If you guys don't,
how does that one go?
For the first time, calling into the radio. Having two separate conversations.
Good one, Mateo. Good one.
Is that what it sounds like?
Something like that.
Kind of.
Will you sing it?
You guys don't hear me sing.
Will you sing it?
Well, I've never heard the song. Apparently, Mateo has heard it, but I don't know what you guys are talking about. So you're going to have to
sing it, man.
That's okay, guys. You guys can blame me some Hillsong.
You better sing that song. Don't call in again until you're ready to sing that song.
And Steve-O, if you want to hear that song, just go on to YouTube and type it in.
Or you can just sing it.
And then look it up. If you look it up, anything on YouTube, you type just the song name, you can find it. So you have to look it up. I mean, it's a really good song.
Right on, man.
You know, we could skip that whole internet step and you could just sing it to him right now.
You don't want to hear me sing. Glass will break.
Don't make me sing.
Glass will break. Okay.
I haven't sang since my communion, guys. Let me tell you, it's not a good thing.
All right. I don't believe you, but that's fine.
Hey, it's okay, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, play something by Hillsong, and Dan, please put this out to the graduating class 2014. You're almost done with high school. It's almost over.
Heck yeah.
You're almost there. Just keep on going.
Awesome. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man.
Bye. Talk to you Monday.
Matthew from Albuquerque. There it is. Well, he didn't get the song he wanted to hear.
No, he didn't.
He wanted to hear something from the script. By the way, for those that don't know, I'm sure the audience is pseudo confused. That's what it is. My son had a seizure.
Yeah.
It was a simple febrile seizure, is what they said, because his fever shot up from like 99 to 103 in a matter of moments.
Woo.
And so, very scary. Rushed him to the hospital. Ambulance showed up. It was insane. And he's okay. He's still getting fevers, but they chalked it up to good old teething and just a really fast fever spike. But it was really scary.
It was
scary. Glad he's okay. Yeah.
I've only seen two seizures in my whole life. That was the second one.
Yeah.
And they are never, ever, ever pleasant.
No. That was my first one ever, and it was like, okay.
It was nuts.
Didn't know what to do. So, but praise God, got to the hospital. The nurses were like, I walked in the door, and the nurse went, oh, no, Brody? And I was like, yeah.
She knew.
She knows. Good old Tara. I'm on a first-name basis with the nurses at Loveless Westside at this point.
That's crazy.
So, yeah. Who listens, by the way? They listen.
They listen?
Yeah, after
being
there.
Thank you, nurses at the place.
Yeah. Hello, nurse.
Hey, y'all. Okay. Hey, what y'all doing? Y'all giving people medicine and whatnot? All right, have a good day now.
On the way, birthdays and breaking news on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yeah.
Static. Skinny young male with nothing to lose. Tell me about your woes and your struggles, too.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news for you is Friday. Good morning.
Morning!
How are you feeling?
I am exhausted.
So?
I didn't sleep.
Oh, good grief.
Had a baby in the bed.
It's okay. Because People Magazine has named its most beautiful person. It's not,
dang
it's
it.
Not
I
Doug.
I didn't want to talk about it.
Well.
I received a phone call yesterday. I said, I don't have time for this. I'm dealing with a sick child right now. What do you need? And they were like, we want to do this. And I'm like, ugh, who's next in line? And they said, Hugh Jackman?
No, it's the girl that was in 12 Years a Slave.
Oh, that girl. Nabonga Mamangaboo. And yes. I said, you know what? Just give it to her. I'm dealing with Brody right now. I don't have time. I got a radio show to do. I can't get to L.A. to accept this stupid award.
Right.
This is People Magazine. If you were GQ, maybe.
But you're not GQ.
No.
You're just you.
Yeah. So
you're GU.
Yeah.
Goop.
I passed.
A California cafe owner believes she saw Jesus in a pancake.
Okay.
Little does she know, it says in the Book of John that he liked waffles. So she's wrong. Boom. A man was found dead inside of a portable toilet in Detroit. Oh. That's why you never use a porta potty. Because you'll die in there. Every time.
That's why.
Governor of Georgia has okayed guns in bars and churches.
Okay.
Church is going to get really exciting in Georgia.
Man.
Bars be about the same.
Gosh.
Why would you okay guns in bars?
Know.
Or in church, really. All it takes is one crazy guy that's mad at the preacher. That I don't like what he just said. I'm going to take him out. It's what I'm supposed to do.
Wow, that is crazy that he allowed
crazy.
That. America.
America. We love our guns. Researchers in Sweden opened the coffin of one of the country's kings who was murdered over 800 years ago.
Wow.
I bet that was a stinky room. That's gross.
Yeah.
Two North Carolina inmates on a work release program opted to remain by the side of their supervising detention officer when he suddenly collapsed.
Oh my gosh.
They used his cell phone to call 911, made sure that he received the necessary medical attention.
That's cool.
That is cool. That's much cooler than opening an 800-year-old coffin.
Yeah.
Which, to me, is not cool. Doug thinks it's cool, but we don't. So, Doug, you're left out on this. A patient in Virginia is suing after he discovered that a doctor and her staff mocked and ridiculed him while he was under anesthesia. Aw.
What tipped him off? Was it the YouTube video when they were like, hey, guy, how you doing, guy?
Bum, 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 bum. Look at me, I'm asleep. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Oh, where'd my lung go? Oh, blah, blah. Here it is.
Gosh, that's kind of scary. When those two guys in Florida caught that 805-pound Mako shark,
whoa,
they thought they had a new record.
Well, yeah.
But it won't be put in the record books as official because they ate the thing before it could be verified. Good job, guys. Eat your prize-winning catch.
They ate a Mako shark.
Yeah. Shark meats, people eat it.
Really?
Yeah, and then you have like, but it's frowned upon. Like shark fin soup. You're not supposed to do that.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Don't eat shark. Fish are friends.
Fish are friends.
Not food.
Duh.
Gosh.
Nemo. In California's Marin County, developers are disturbing ancient Native American burial grounds by building mansions on top of them. Now, I know there's a lot of experience with that around this area.
Yep.
Tell me about it.
Well, the home area that we're on.
Yeah.
On the west side.
Okay.
By the petroglyphs.
This explains that weird ghost that lives in your house.
That humming.
Yeah.
And then like a, get out. Yeah, that's not the washer.
I thought that was
I'm
panda.
I'm sorry. I've been lying to you this whole time. You know how we'll hear those crazy knocks and then like that voice is like, go. Like, oh, stupid dryer again. It's acting funny. Chrissy, the dryer is making demon noises again.
And then I'm sitting over there in the corner crying. Are you sure it's the dryer?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it's not now. I just didn't want to. But, you know, you're moving out soon, so.
I know.
Yeah, I can tell you the truth. Ancient Indian burial grounds.
My luck, I'll move into an apartment that it's the only haunted apartment.
Dude, in all for realness.
Okay.
It's very serious here.
Yeah.
So you're okay.
Okay.
There's a golf course that is near an actual reservation, and it's like, hey, don't cross this line.
Whoa.
If your ball goes over there, leave it.
It's lost.
It's gone. Damn. All right?
That's kind of scary.
Yeah.
I don't play golf anyway. Golf's scary to me in any way.
Your apartment will never be above an ancient burial ground.
So okay, good.
You're going to be okay.
I'd like to think if it was above the ancient burial ground, like if it was on the third floor,
yeah,
that I would be okay.
It'd be like high enough.
I would be excluded because the ghosts would come out and they're going, well, we couldn't have built anything that tall anyway.
Right, first floor, screwed.
So you're good.
Yeah, you're good.
But this floor and maybe the second floor, we're going to take a vote.
Yeah.
We have to have a tribal communal thing and take a vote.
Yeah.
So many people are going to be, Mom Fernando is going to call in and be like, hey, you're messing with the wrong people. And I'm gonna say, Mom, I'm just an idiot from the South. I don't know what I'm talking about. That's my excuse for a lot of stuff. 2 fourth graders in Colorado got in trouble for stealing marijuana from their folks, then selling it between classes.
Oh.
Fourth graders in Colorado.
Fourth graders?
Yeah, enterprising young men. Which one of your kids in fourth grade? Is Jack in fourth grade? He's in fifth grade.
Jackson, fourth grade.
Fourth grade.
That'd be like Jack. There's no way. I don't understand. Who raises these kids?
I don't know. I don't know.
Could you see Jack? Yeah. I just can't see that.
It could be true. Good grief. Good grief.
I mean, he has been really wanting that 3DS.
Yeah.
He's been trying to save.
That's what he's saving up
process.
For. He wants a 3DS, so he's selling drugs. Jack! How could you get all? How did it happen? A sailor playing with an airsoft pistol set off a San Diego Navy base alert on Thursday. The sailor, who was firing an airsoft gun with another sailor inside barracks at Naval Base Point Loma, triggered the security response. Those on the base were ordered to shelter in place. An airsoft gun shoots soft plastic pellets. I know this because House of Heroes. Before I was in the band, used to drive around with airsoft guns, and they would shoot the other bands with them.
Okay.
A base commander said the sailor was firing shots at the airsoft pistol out the window toward a mirror in the parking lot. Dang, dude. Be careful with those airsoft guns. People get upset, and they hurt. They sting.
Really?
Yeah, Colin, one time, we pulled up to like a... We were at the venue, and they pulled up beside, and Colin said, roll your window down. He's driving. We rolled the window down, and he went...
Oh, my gosh.
We're like, no! Colin, no! It was mean. A rescue crew was sent out in a helicopter after a small boat went missing off the coast of Queensland, Australia. They found the 5 castaways on a small rocky outcrop after seeing their distress signal written with large letters, SOS, and a sandbar. Believe it or not, this actually happened. Trouble all started when the 5-doctor boat on a rocky outcrop about 20 miles from shore. 3 men and 2 women got off to explore the area, collect shells, and go snorkeling when the unthinkable happened. Their boat broke anchor and drifted out to sea with their cell phone, sunblock, and supply. Gilligan's Island.
I hate it when that happens.
That's what happened. I wonder if they named it Gilligan's Island.
It's the worst, dude. Next thing you know, you're washing up on shore. There's some crazy people there that are trying to take you out.
Yep.
You gotta hide out in a cave.
I'll do it.
A dude with the crazy beard finds you.
What is this?
And he trains you how to use a bow and arrow.
Oh.
And so then you gotta go hunt for food.
Stop it.
But next thing you know, he goes crazy and you have to use the arrow on his face.
Spoiler alert.
Thinking he's dead. You get off the island, you build an empire, you become a superhero.
Don't say
only
the rest.
To learn.
Don't say the rest.
He's an arch nemesis and he's still alive wearing an eye patch.
Yeah, he's talking about, he just described the plot of Arrow to you. If you've never seen Arrow, now you've seen it.
No, that was my 1999 through 2004. No?
Yeah.
Could happen.
When a baby cries at night, exhausted parents scramble to figure out why. Harvard scientist offers this explanation. The baby who demands to be breastfed in the middle of the night is preventing his mom from getting pregnant again. Evolutionary biologist David Haig says this devious intention makes perfect sense. Another baby means having to share mom and dad, so babies are programmed to do all they can to thwart the meeting of the sperm and the egg. Since babies can't force birth control pills on their moms, they work with what they got. Nighttime nursing liaisons keep women from other sorts of liaisons, maybe you've heard of them, that might lead to another child. And frequent night nursing also delays fertility in nursing women. Babies are enemies.
Gosh.
Babies are enemies of the state, and they know exactly what they're doing.
Amazing.
Do you believe that?
No.
Why not? Tell me why.
Why? Why? Maybe it is. It's just human nature.
Maybe so. A video of a father and his toddler son smoking together.
Oh.
In the kitchen is not exactly the smartest example of family bonding. The man passes a cigarette to his bare naked son and teaches him the art of inhaling and blowing out smoke.
Okay.
The video runs for about 2 minutes, and since it was uploaded on Wednesday, has been viewed more than 60,000 times. Video filmed in the family's kitchen also shows the toddler fussing when the dad takes away the little cancer stick after deciding that was enough. This is a Russian dad, by the way. It's not America. So when Celeste does America versus the World this week, I got a good one.
We got a really good one.
Celeste, we got you, girl.
Unfortunately, his iPhone ran out of room before he started pouring vodka shots.
Yeah. You want another one, baby?
Your vodka. You inhale with the vodka. Inhale, exhale.
Do babies have vodka accents?
I don't know.
What would a little baby...
Popo.
Be a Russian baby, Steve-o. That's fun. A parish council is about to become the first in Britain to create a cemetery with graves dedicated to larger bodies. Council has drawn up plans for 30 supersized plots near the road, so undertakers don't have to carry heavy bodies as far. The larger graves have been requested by funeral directors who have been struggling to haul coffins over long distances. Burial plots typically measure 9 feet by 4 feet, but the new ones will be close to the road and will measure 9 feet by 8 feet.
Okay.
It makes sense until we remember that all of the flesh rots off of the bones.
Right.
And bones are real skinny.
Yeah.
Real skinny. Have you ever seen bones? Have you ever seen a dancing skeleton man?
I mean, never.
That's the
dancing.
Skinniest thing.
Yeah.
The skinniest thing in the world is a dancing skeleton man. Doug, you know what I'm talking about. Am I right?
Dancing skeleton
See?
Man. He knows.
He knows about it.
All right.
For our final little piece of breaking news, because I know you guys want to hear about it. Authorities say Monica Marie Jenkins was drunk at San Francisco International Airport. So drunk that she refused suggestions to take a later flight and instead demanded to be taken to jail. Airport police officers obliged. Once handcuffed in the back of the police car, officers said Jenkins demanded that they give me some cocaine and sang the theme to the 1974 TV show Happy Days. That's your breaking news for today.
Wow! Breaking news brought to you by the 70s. Don't do it.
Don't do it. The 70s.
It is 6:45, which means time to say hello to our favorite intern. Well, maybe not, because 2.0 is an intern as well.
Oh.
Our favorite male intern.
Hey.
Doug!
Doug!
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks for being
here. Pleasure being here. Today is April 25th, 2014, day 115.
That's right.
There are 250 days remaining.
There are only 5 days remaining until our fundraiser.
Yep. Huh?
Share-a-thon!
Share-a-thon!
Share-a-thon! Thon-thon-thon!
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right.
First up this morning from Sunny with a Chance, Disney sketch show So Random. She was in Meet Dave and King of California.
Never heard of any of that.
Allison Ashley Arm.
Allison Ashley Arm?
It was cloudy with the chance of meatballs. So oh, yes. Sunny with a
Sunny
Chance.
With a Chance. Yes, Sunny. Oh, Sunny with a Chance was a show about a girl named Sunny. I remember. Yes.
Are you a Disney kid?
No. I'm a media kid.
I have no idea who that is. How old was that show?
I don't know.
So she like
I,
in her
I never
20s?
Watched it. I just remember seeing the commercial. Sunny with a Chance.
What do you think? 20s or 30s? You go first.
I think she's 20, 25.
27.
She is 18 years old this
okay.
morning.
Okay.
Next up, from Firefly, Serenity, The Matrix sequels, The Shield, Hercules, The Legendary Journeys, Xena Warrior Princess. She was an Angel, 24, South of Pico as Carla. She's currently on the main role of USA Network show Suits.
What do you think?
Never seen Suits. I mean, he said Firefly and Serenity, so I immediately was like,
that's
oh,
you.
It's Summer Glau.
That's all you.
But it's not Summer Glau. Is it the girl that played Zoe?
Is it the girl that was the cellist in S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No.
No.
She wasn't on...
I don't know.
Gina Torres.
Gina Torres!
Oh, I can't look her up because then I'll see how old she is. I'm just going to say 42.
I'm going to say 36.
She is 45 years old.
Oh.
That's a good guess.
Oh, I was right. It was Zoe.
Zoe.
I was right. Okay.
Next up, from My Name is Earl.
Jason Lee.
Yes.
Ooh, it's hey! Jason Lee's birthday.
I like yes. Jason Lee. He's funny.
Mallrats. He was in Chasing Amy.
Did yes, Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Stealing Harvard.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Clerks yeah. 2, Cop Out.
Oh, Jason Lee.
Heartbreakers.
But no bigger role than Brody from Mallrats, am I right?
Mallrats was my favorite.
Mallrats no my relation favorite. To my David son Smith. Brody. That's not why I named him Brody.
Is that why you named him Brody? Steve-O.
Actually, on Mallrats, it's spelled B-R-O-D-I-E, and Chrissy said, that's how girls spell it.
That's
said,
true.
Okay, fine. But... might be a little homage to two of the greatest people in the world.
Two of them.
Jason Lee, Brody, Mallrats, and then Brotis.
Brotis.
Because I wasn't going to name my son Joey.
Joey.
Weird.
Joey Belleville.
Because his real name is Jose. Could you
Jose.
Imagine? Jose Heater.
His name really is Jose?
Yeah.
Jose Heater.
Jose Manuel Belleville.
Belleville. Belleville.
Jason Lee is 41.
Jason Lee is 45.
Jason Lee is 44
Dang it.
Years old.
Doug!
Love you, Jason Lee.
Help me cheat, Doug!
Sylvester Stallone.
No.
Mr.
She
T.
was Connie Corleone in the Godfather films.
Ooh.
And?
Adrian!
Adrian. Yo, Adrian!
Wait, don't say her name.
Hey, maybe I'll find Apollo, maybe
it.
I won't.
I don't, maybe you
oh
will.
Maybe I will.
I know this. What is her
that
name?
Was the Ninja Turtles
oh,
impression
like
of Adrian. Or
I like it.
Rocky.
What's your first name start with?
T.
Tina Fey.
Shire.
Yes.
Yes!
Tina Fey. I got it.
Yeah.
I nailed it.
Talia Shire.
Oh.
That was right.
I thought he was talking to me.
I knew it.
Doug usually tells me I'm right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Didn't.
Talia Shire is a young 60.
She is 62.
She is 68 years old today.
Whoa.
Older than I thought. I know that for sure.
Matt Groening.
No.
Dan Castellano.
No.
The
Nancy
voice
Cartwright.
Of,
no.
Yeah, her.
He was in Run, Fat Boy, Run. Along Came Polly. The Birdcage. Godzilla.
Hank Azaria.
Yes. Hank Azaria!
Boom! Mystery Men, America's Sweetheart, Godzilla. Shattered Glass,
oh,
Night at
the
Museum,
Belle
at the Smithsonian, The Smurfs.
Mm-hmm.
He had reoccurring roles in Mad About You and Friends.
Yes, he did, and
yes,
he was
he
married to Ellen Hunt.
And he is the voice
hey.
Of Mo, Apu, Chief Wiggums, Comic Book Guy, and yeah. Carl Carlson.
Nice.
Among others.
Actually,
Hank Azaria.
Let's see here.
Gosh. Okay,
what
Mad
you think?
About You.
Man, he's funny.
He is hilarious. Mad About You. 45.
Hank Azaria today. 43.
He is 50.
Whoa.
Hank Azaria.
Everybody's older than I thought.
Yeah.
Tom Petty.
No. Next up,
Tom Cruise.
She was in Bridget Jones' Diary.
Oh my gosh, Cold was Mountain. I right about the movie then?
Renee Zellweger.
Chicago. Yeah.
One True Thing, Nurse Betty, Cinderella Man, Me, Myself, and Irene.
You know that scene is awesome.
What
when
scene?
He seals the deal and he's in the car and he's like trying to sing along and he's like, I can't sing along to the song. And he changes it and then boom, the song comes on and he just starts screaming the song. Love it. That is one of the best movies in the universe. You don't have to watch it. Some language.
Is it better in Princess Bride?
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, what's going on? It's a...
Dude.
It's a weird air in the studio.
Jerry Maguire is one of my absolute favorite films. Is I don't a, know that it's better than Princess Bride.
Is it
Bride,
a family
it,
film?
It's on the top 10 list.
Is it a family?
Faves.
Can kids watch it?
Probably not.
Oh. That was the big argument against Forrest Gump, I remember that.
That wasn't my argument!
Renee Zellweger.
Hey, Renee Zellweger. Really squinty eyes.
She does have squinty eyes. I always get her and the other girl that was in Mallrats mixed up.
Oh, yeah.
They look so similar.
They do.
Okay, Renee Zellweger is 44.
46.
She is 45.
Dang it!
Oh, man! Doug.
All right, the last birthday this morning.
I don't know, that was pretty cool.
From Dog Day Afternoon.
Al Pacino.
The Godfather films.
Oh my gosh!
88 minutes.
Really?
Scarface.
I'm the greatest.
Scent of a
you
Woman.
Are the greatest.
I am
Carlito's
seriously the
Way.
Greatest.
The Devil's Advocate. Donnie Brasco. Any Given Sunday. Righteous Kill.
Donnie
Meet
Brasco.
The Parents.
We mentioned Donnie Brasco.
Donnie Brasco.
Did you ever see that film?
I haven't.
Oh man. We watched American Hustle and I said, you need to see Donnie Brasco.
Did you say Meet the Parents?
No.
No, that's De Niro.
Oh, sorry.
Pacino. Did you
Pacino.
Say Heat?
Did you say Heat?
No, I forgot Heat.
Oh,
I
my gosh. How
I
can
did.
You
my
forget
bad.
Heat?
My bad.
Al Pacino.
Al Pacino, man.
Got a pain in my tummy.
Just what I think about it! They're pulling me back in!
Whoa!
I'm a yellow guy! I'm a yellow guy! I'm Al Pacino! Ah! Al Pacino, everybody.
Say hello to my little friend.
Sam Swan's on his way.
No, he's not.
It's good news.
Is he a mob
he
boss?
He remembered.
I'm proud he remembered.
Al Pacino.
What do you think?
Ah! Al Pacino. Ah!
He is, 65. Ah!
Al Pacino is...
Did you say Dick Tracy? Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to go in there and fight you.
Al Pacino is 70.
He is 74.
Dang!
Wow.
Keeping with the Scarface music,
ooh.
We are on to dates. On this day in what year, New York became the first U.S. state to acquire automobile license plates. They were inscribed with the owner's initials. The fee was $1.
Wow.
19...
Wait, why Scarface?
I don't know.
1921.
I was enjoying it.
1921.
1935.
1901.
Oh, wow. License plates have been around for a while. They had to give prisoners something to do.
Prisoners got to do something. It's funny that they were your initials.
Yeah.
And then they eventually ran into, wait a second, that person has the same initials as that other guy. What do? Put a 2 after it. And that's how we get our system now.
Ooh.
Except now it's just totally randomized.
Yeah.
I made that up. Go ahead, Doug. Yeah.
On this day in what year, in the NBA draft, the Boston Celtics used their second-round pick to select Chuck Cooper. That fall, Cooper would become the first African-American player in the NBA.
1950.
1962.
Steve-O.
Oh!
Around! Man.
Yes, yeah. Doug, yes.
You broke the shutout.
I did.
The shutout has been broken until now.
You know. Thank you.
All right. On this day, what year Jane Fonda released her first workout video?
No way. Was this before or after Barbarella?
1967.
1974. 1982.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yes. Next up, on this day, what year American schoolgirl Samantha Smith was invited to visit the Soviet Union after the Soviet leader read her letter in which she expressed fears about nuclear war.
Ah, 1967?
1984.
1983.
Oh, the year I was born. I was thinking like Reagan, and it must have been like, you know, like Reagan stuff. I got you, babe.
On this day in what year, Sonny Bono was elected mayor of Palm Springs, California?
1990.
1989.
1988.
Ah! On this day in what year, Britain's Broadcasting Standards Council proclaimed that the cult TV soap opera Twin Peaks was in bad taste and that an episode depicting a man being beaten to death went beyond all acceptable limits?
Wow.
They would have hated Care Bears.
Think of now television and where it's gone.
Wow.
BBC said that? Have they seen Sherlock?
Yeah, for real.
Martin Freeman, he let the cat out of the bag that they're trying to put together a one-off for this season because they don't have any time between Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman.
Oh.
So they're trying to at least do one episode, but they don't know if it's going to work out.
Dang.
They're trying because they understand that people loves them some Sherlock.
Yes.
This happened, Doug, in 1993.
This happened, Mr. Doug, in 1992.
1991.
Oh! Are you sure?
Yes.
He's sure. Okay. He's always sure.
At least that's what I'm told.
Okay.
All right, the last one this morning.
Oh!
On this day in what year, Southwest Airlines fired two pilots for inappropriate conduct after they removed all or most of their clothes mid-flight in the cockpit of a Boeing 737. The pilots claim they spilled coffee on their clothes, but the airline ruled the prank went too far. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration said, though rules forbid behavior that distracts crew members, there was no specific ban on flying naked.
Okay, check this out.
I would fly naked.
If it distracted crew members, that means the crew could come and go as they please in the cockpit, so it had to be before 2001.
Nice.
Boom! That's, I am a genius.
That's good.
Huh?
That's good.
Huh?
1999.
1997.
It happened in 2003.
Wait, what? I lied to us. How's that possible?
Today is Arbor Day.
You messed that up for me.
It's Hairstylist Appreciation Day.
You really messed that up.
Hug a Plumber Day.
Hug a Plumber.
National Hairball Awareness Day.
Okay.
Red Hat Society Day. World Penguin Day. Tomorrow.
Wait. World what day?
World Penguin Day.
Penguins. I love penguins.
I see what's going on
here.
The
other day I said penguin. It got weird.
So sorry to interrupt.
I didn't know Al Pacino was in that movie. Saturday is National Dance Day. It is Pretzel Day.
Billy Madison.
Save the Frogs Day. Sense of Smell Day. Hug an Australian Day. Sunday begins Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Oh.
Sunday is also Morse Code Day and Prime Rib Day.
Ooh. All right. As I said earlier, we're also 5 days away from our Share-a-thon.
Ah.
We need your support. We're a listener-supported station. If you love this here show and you would love to see us be crazy and continue.
Yeah. Or just hear us be crazy and continue.
Yeah. Please. Think about supporting us. $30 a month. That's what we're looking for. If you could come alongside as a Klingon, $30 a month. If we had 1,000 people doing that,
we'd be set.
We would actually be able to cover all operational costs for the entire year.
Interesting.
Oh, it'd be incredible.
Just think about it.
So think about it. $1 a day, $30 a month.
It's like not getting Starbucks twice a week or something. Seriously.
If that.
Almost.
So, yeah. Lend your support. You can support now, mystaticradio.com. We've already raised a little over $7,000.
Which is phenomenal.
And our fundraiser hasn't even started yet. So, yes, you can sign up right now. Every dollar that we get between now and the start of the fundraiser on Wednesday will count towards our goal.
Woo.
So thanks to everybody who's donated already. All the details, mystaticradio.com. Right back! Some more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yesterday I said, Team Awesome Morning Party, and Mitch goes, later! And I was like, no. Anyway.
I mean, unless you're on the podcast, in which case it is later. But
yeah,
still,
but that's dumb.
That's too meta.
It sounded crazy. Later!
Meta Mitch!
Meta Mitch. Anyway.
Timo's a morning party.
Now!
Static Radio.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
It's time for a traffic report this morning. Sam, how's traffic driving in?
Because I was a little late. Not as late as I was last week, but a little late. So it was a little busier around Alameda and I-25.
All right. There you go. You heard it from the man. It looks like it is getting a little bit backed up behind I-25 in Paseo. If you're going eastbound, you're going to go a little slower. Also, the road construction or the right lane being closed because of bridge repair at Tramway Boulevard south between Manal and Candelaria. That's where the slowness really is in the city right now. But that's pretty much all. There's no craziness going on. Steve-O.
Hey.
Report on craziness?
No. Our afternoon drive time person.
She loves Plus One.
Man.
Every time that song comes on, she texts in and she's like, guys, the key change in this song changes the key of my soul. And we're like, Celeste, you don't have a soul. Get over it.
Yeah.
She's so emotional.
I don't have a side.
She loves it so much.
I love you both. I can't choose because I hear every word you were saying, Celeste.
No, Celeste, we're not going to play the song again. It just came on.
So am I picking up, this is something between Mateo and Celeste about
this song,
about this group,
right?
Music director
to my right. Yes. Right. Plus One, they've been absent for about a decade now.
I didn't want to.
I heard
add
a little
it.
Discussion the other day on New Music Tuesday. You played him New Music Tuesday, right?
And it was like, okay, is this an ad? I don't know.
See, Steve-O brought it to me, and I was like, dude, I feel like boy bands are just so played out. But then Celeste comes in.
She was like, no, obviously, with such crazy hits as Story of My Life, One Direction.
Are you kidding me?
Big One Direction fan. Yeah. And I'm like, really? Celeste, you? And she was like, I love him so much. Boy bands are so popular right now. And we're like, why are you talking like that? She's like, this is how I talk.
Boy bands and colors of my
boy bands. Because they're like awesome. And their hair, it's so real.
Just for the sake. Her hair is so real. Just for the sake of,
Harry's it.
She's the baby of the bunch. She's the youngest one here. So she kind of, her pulse is closest to culture. So we said, Celeste, I mean, you're really our culture guru.
Yeah.
And she said, boy bands.
Boy bands, like, guys. Bands.
All right. I mean, I guess.
Hello?
Hey. Stop lying.
Who is this?
Stop lying.
Who is this?
Is this Mitch?
I'm going to get in there and I'm going to hurt you. I can't threaten you over the radio, but I really want to.
Okay, full disclosure, I'll be completely honest here, all right? In this corner, we have Celeste.
Lies.
Afternoon drive.
Lover
of boy bands.
To
my right, in the other corner, is Mateo, the music director, who only wants to play good music.
I try so hard just to let good things happen.
Hopefully by now people have realized that it's probably opposite and Mateo is the boy band fan.
The funny thing is...
Thank you. Just look at his hair. It'll tell you everything you need to know.
The funny thing is, guys, I'm not the one who brought the Plus One song to the fold here.
I don't know what you guys are
There was a different
oh,
man.
Oh, now
there
the
was
truth
another.
Comes out.
There was a guy that had tons of Plus One loaded into the system before I was even here that brought this song around.
I don't know what you guys are talking
about. He just brought you into it, Steve-O.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I think he's cool.
Can I just share one thing?
What?
Can I just share one thing? That the day before yesterday, I said, Steve-O, why are we playing Plus One? This is really, it feels like a step backward. He said, I don't know. You should talk to our music director.
Oh, okay.
What does that tell you?
That's called passing the buck. Sometimes in this life, our friends, that's what they tend to do.
It's really the way he said it, because I could tell the way he said it. He agreed with me wholeheartedly. He just doesn't have the heart to tell you, Mateo.
That's fine.
All right, Celeste, when you get in studio, we are going
to have
hurt
you, and then you're going to kill the song.
We're going to have a music off. You guys bring your A game.
Okay.
We'll have a music off. I don't even know what that means. But we'll do something We love you, Celeste. Thank you.
Love you.
See, you just, welcome.
You just care about the station.
Yeah, she cares. You know? Yeah. She cares.
That's right.
I didn't. Right. I guess I missed the bus that they just threw you under.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. No, the funny thing is, he's not wrong about that. The Exodus record.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The Exodus record back in 2003. Okay. So it's been 11 years.
It's been, yeah.
That record was amazing. That's what we're listening to in the background.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not boy band.
That didn't sound boy band.
But just for the record, I want you to play your favorite plus one song for everybody. I want you to play the one that you said, this was me and Joey's song. Play this.
Listen, Christmas time is a special time.
And I want you to tell everybody who said, what about this plus one song, Matt?
Christmas time is a special time of year.
Yeah.
You know? And when listening to Christmas music,
I can already feel
no
it.
Greater jam than plus one. This is Christmas.
When they wish upon a star, their wise men travel far to see.
Yeah, what? Oh, babe, three wise men, dog. Plus one.
Plus one.
Yes.
No, I don't think that new song's a bad song, though. I mean, you were like, what about that plus one song? And I said, I saw that.
Yeah.
And so then you said, have you listened to it? So we listened to it. It's got a cool key change at the end. Then Copper Lily comes in and they're like, hey, this isn't a bad song.
Yeah.
So there it is. Who cares?
The phone lines are actually going off now.
Let's listen.
Let's find out.
Let's listen in.
Yeah.
Static.
Hi, my friend and I have a question for Sam.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
We were just wondering if you were jealous that we're going to the Cubs-Brewers game tonight at Miller Park.
Oh, my gosh. You are a jerk.
Actually, this voice sounds really familiar.
Wow.
Is it from Milwaukee?
It is from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is Chelsea.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She was one of my kids. Her dad is my pecan supplier from Las Cruces.
Booyah.
You have a pecan supplier?
I do, bro. I'm telling you, I'm hooked. I'm hooked up in this state.
Pecans are good, man.
Daughter, Randy, right now is in Milwaukee visiting her friend who now lives in Milwaukee. She's a teacher up there.
Mm.
And they're going to the Cubs and the Brewers tonight in Miller Park in Milwaukee. And yes, Chelsea, I am jealous.
Hey, I hope Aramis hits like four home runs.
Yeah, that'd be great if Aramis hit the. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess
his former team.
He's my fantasy third baseman. So.
Chelsea, let me ask you something.
Yes.
Why are you going to call up and make my boy stumble because of jealousy?
I got friends, Chelsea.
That's messed up. That's messed up.
It's all in love.
Okay.
All in love.
I'm just making you stumble in love, man.
Yeah.
It's cool. I insult people in Christian love all the time.
Yeah.
As long as it's Christian love.
There you go. There you
Amazing.
He probably doesn't want to know that my husband just let me know, too, that tomorrow we have a VIP suite through
the room. Now you're just rubbing
now
it in.
Salt in the
womb.
We are called to be salt, just not in the womb.
Yeah, there
That's
you
right.
go.
That's exactly right.
Gosh.
Okay, well, thanks for beating me down, Chelsea. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Bye, Chelsea.
Hey, bye. Tell Randy I love her.
Bye.
Bye. Wow, so we just got a call from Milwaukee.
Isn't that crazy?
Milwaukee.
Yeah. That's awesome. Right.
Sam, you're a famous person.
Yeah.
You got people calling you from Milwaukee.
That's because she used to live in New Mexico and she moved far away, so it's one person outside of the state who knows me.
It's very, very cool because we get phone calls from around the country and that's kind of the story. It's they used to live here, they listened to, you know,
KLYT
or MADA
and went wherever and then took it with them, and now more and more people.
Yeah.
So
It's really kind of a cool deal.
So it was very wonderful to hang out with Copper Lily this last week and then be stoked because when Jared Petro, you know, that dude runs the show, Calvary Santa Fe, Calvary Knob Hill.
Yeah.
And so he was, you know, rocking the game for them, you know, for Easter and the concert. And it was like, oh, Jared, oh, Theology Thursday. They listen.
Yeah.
It's refreshing. They listen. People from all
That's
around.
That's so cool, man.
Listening to Static Radio. Hey,
I wish I could have met them. That sounded like they're
great.
Really cool folks.
Hey, who knows? Maybe we'll have them back someday.
That'd be great.
You know what it takes?
On a Friday?
It takes dedication. It takes waking up at 5:30 in the morning.
No.
It takes the sunrise. It takes molecules. It takes aliens.
Wait, I know the answer.
It takes Pokemon.
Okay, let's see if... Okay.
It takes reboot.
Sam?
It takes all of it.
It takes support from our listeners.
Oh!
Yeah.
I could have been a little off on my answer.
Yeah, you know.
But I stand by the alien one. It takes
support. It takes support. If you love Static Radio, if you love the shows that we provide, the music we provide, the challenges, the idiocies, whatever it is that you love about Static Radio, maybe it's the shows. You know, we had to cancel our prom this last year.
Yeah, we did.
I remember that.
Lack of support. We had zero online ticket sales leading up to, like, the week of prom.
Yeah. Zero.
So, unfortunately, we had already done a lot of printing, a lot of things that we couldn't undo, so that still cost us a couple grand.
Yeah,
so, it would have cost us a couple more grand had we tried to continue and put it on. So, it does cost money to do things. We would love to have Copper Lily out
here
more.
Yeah.
We would love to be able to rock summer concert series and do things.
Yeah, dude.
Right now, we're worried about operating costs because it costs about $370,000 a year to operate Static Radio.
Yeah.
So as a listener-supported station, we do need support.
You know what? Huh? I wish that we could get to the point. This would be my goal.
Okay.
This would be like my short-term two-year goal. Would be that we could get so much support that, number one, the station would be covered, and number two, we could bring Freedom Fest back.
Oh,
that would be my thing. Because, like, everybody calls in, and they're like, why'd you guys cancel Freedom Fest? Like, it's our fault.
I don't know. Why'd you stop buying tickets?
Yeah, and then it's like, hey, I know that you, person on the internet, you probably would have bought a ticket because, obviously, you're a little upset. But most people just stopped buying tickets, and I guess they were sneaking over the fence or whatever.
Yeah, well,
but
unfortunately, you know, at the amusement park, if you just paid a dollar admission, you know, to get in, they didn't really monitor that for us. And
maybe if we could find a way, we could change that situation. But anyway, that's all logistical stuff that can only happen if the station gets covered first.
Yeah.
And so maybe you're like, you know what, I love the station, but I would love it even more if you guys would quit talking about this. If we could get enough money to where we wouldn't have to talk about
that's
it, then
right.
we would quit talking. Yeah. That's my commitment to you. That's a promise that I will keep.
Static Radio has something called Klingons. It's $30 a month. If you love the station, if you'd like to support us, $30 a month. It's like a dollar a day. And if
one sixth
of everybody who liked us on Facebook did that,
a sixth
of our fans on Facebook dedicated $30 a month from their budget to support Static Radio, we would be fully operational. A fully operational Death Star.
Yes. With Doug at the helm, ready to conquer any enemy solar system.
Hey, you get us fully functioning, fully operational, I promise we won't blow up Alderaan.
Yeah, and
we just want to play good music and challenge you and
we'll
have
just
fun.
Have a good time. Sam Swan will come in.
Yeah.
People will call him from Milwaukee and brag about their lives.
That's right.
It'll be awesome.
Absolutely.
Beat him down and make him cry.
There you go. 5 short days away. You can sign up now, actually. In fact, if there's one dude out there who's like, hey, you know what I would love? An incredible golfing experience with Disciple in Red. Those guys are going to be here on Wednesday night, Lobo Theater.
Yeah.
Disciple Red Spoken. Randy from Red said, hey, I know your Share-a-thon's coming up. We're going to be in town the first day of your Share-a-thon. How about we give away a day of golf with Disciple and Red?
It's like 9 holes, right?
Kevin from Disciple and Randy and Anthony from Red, they want to go golfing. They need a fourth, and they were saying, how about we get somebody to donate a certain amount of money, and they'll be our fourth, and we'll just spend the day rocking golf.
That's a great
idea.
So
check that out.
That'd be cool.
If you're interested in that.
We've had somebody calling in for Red. They called again yesterday. We've had somebody calling in for Red Disciple tickets every day.
Studio at mystaticradio.com is our email address if that's something you're interested in. Dude, coming up, balloon rides with the morning show.
Balloon rides with
not
these
like tethered
two guys.
Balloon ride. We're talking like, oh, we're gonna spend the day.
Me up
I
in the air,
you
thinking
the
about
world.
How close I am to just jumping out of that.
It's gonna
balloon.
Be great. We're gonna be hanging out. We're gonna be singing some Aladdin. Maybe I'll hang over the edge of the balloon. You better not let go.
I won't let go.
You are the king of the world.
So we got some fun stuff planned for our Share-a-thon.
That'd be fun.
That's coming up this Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Don't delay. If you love Static Radio, please.
I'm the king of the world! I'm going to yell that at least 6 times.
It's going to be great.
In the balloon.
Yeah.
In the balloon.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Sam knows what I'm talking about.
That song.
Some cool life experience opportunities coming up with the fundraiser. But most importantly, we're a listener-supported ministry. If you believe in the ministry, if you believe in the vision of Static Radio and what we're doing, please come on board with us, mystaticradio.com.
Woo!
Right now, some mute math. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Yeah!
I took it away
That's
from
good.
You. Okay.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome
Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
And here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Careful traffic.
Y'all know I wasn't ready for no traffic.
I wasn't this time.
I'm sorry. I said, but then I looked over and you have your beats on and it's like noise canceling.
Special
he
thanks.
Can't hear me.
Special thanks to Maria, our boss, and, yes. and Daniel and Stever.
Yes.
For hooking us up.
Yeah, a lot of webcam, look at
since
these.
Since we are listener these. Supported.
Yeah.
A lot of our stuff is falling apart and
yeah.
they had the kindness to get the full timers some new headphones.
Yeah.
So that was very kind of
yes.
them.
Which is good because now the guests have the ones that don't have the little fuzzy stuff coming
see,
off
look at
from
you.
My
you're
I got
guess,
the good
you
ones.
You get it. You got the good,
I get
ones,
good
now.
Ones now.
You get
yeah.
good ones.
Yeah.
It's good.
Anyway, looking at traffic over there. Oh, on the east side of the town. Right lane closed, bridge repair, Tramway Boulevard north between Candelaria and Manal. I'm telling you guys, if you're over there, you're going 1 mile an hour, like where Tramway hits Apache Indian School, Lomas, Copper, is slow. So you're going to go slow. You're not slow, but you're going to go slow. Also, eastbound on 40, before you get to the Big Eye, it's starting to back up a little bit, as well as eastbound on Paseo, because of the construction at Paseo on I-25. Just like every other morning, if you see something out there that we don't cover, feel free to give us a call.
That's right.
Even send us an email, studio@mysaticradio.com. Sometimes we get to the email before we get to the phones. But our boy Doug, he monitors the phones.
There you go.
So he's our watchdog.
Yeah.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. It is Friday. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico joining us in studio. Hey, buddy.
Hey, good to see you.
Good to be seen.
Yeah, man.
Dude, this last week, we were talking off air. Doug, the intern, he's a huge fan of WWE wrestling. I need some, I need either, John Cena or The Rock or something. How do I not have WWE music in here?
Oh,
it's
you need
a shame.
Some. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't talk WWE. Will you get me John Cena, Doug?
Doug, don't do it, please.
Intern producer,
please,
Doug.
Please, Doug, don't do.
He's a handy fellow to have around.
The best part is Monday Night Raw. I'm watching it. Tao leaves for CrossFit.
Yeah.
Don gets home and he goes, "Dude, please keep watching this with my wife." So
I
we
said,
kept
please,
watching.
Please make Don watch wrestling.
And she watched all 3.5
Did
hours.
Did she watch it?
Oh, that's Did so, she really?
So I'm explaining to her. Okay, this dude is John Cena. This person is this. This is their finishing move. This is what happens. And so she's making fun. Well, then Jack and Luke get home. And Doug had been telling me, because we quit watching wrestling when we had kids, because we were like, man, this is too much. Girls aren't wearing enough clothing, language. And he said, no, they've gotten a little more family-friendly. You can tell they've changed. They used to be, it was like attitude, and now it's kind of like family-tude.
Family-tude. What does that mean?
There's more family.
Family-tude.
Yeah, so.
Is there like a PSA after? He's like, oh, he just tombstoned him. Kids, drink your orange juice.
Right?
If you drink your orange juice, you can tombstone. Stone anyone, don't tombstone your friends.
It really did remind me of when I was a little kid because it was a lot cheesier, but a lot more wholesome, if you will. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
And,
I could tell the little bit that I saw, I was like, this is different because
it's a little cheesier.
When I watched it, the last I watched WWE, it was D-Generation X, and everybody was like, but that's back when it was WCW versus WWE. And so it's like, who's going to be the coolest
edgiest
this week? Yeah. Oh, I'm edgy. And then they had the wrestler, the Edge. Oh, he's the edgiest.
Oh, Adam. Yeah, Adam Copeland.
I don't know.
That's his real name. I'm a nerd. Okay, so.
You are.
So anyways, we're watching John Cena's music comes out. And it's like, the boys, John Cena, he's the good guy. And they're like, all right, we're going for the good guy. Who are you going for, Dad? I'm like, we always go for the good guy.
Right.
So, he comes out, and then it was like, the fans voted, and they voted, he has to fight 3 people. And the boys were like, confused. Like, whoa.
We didn't vote for that.
But why would they do that to him? That doesn't seem fair. I'm like, I know, son, sometimes it's not fair, but let's see if the good guy prevails. And so we're watching this match, and they're on the edge of their seats. Like, this is real. Life. This is happening.
Yeah. He hit him with that chair.
He
hit him with that chair.
There were no chairs involved. I'm telling you, it was weird. Family friendly.
Family friendly.
So
I saw the. Never mind. Go ahead. I'm
so,
sorry.
So it gets to the end, and what's it called? The attitude adjustment? All right, so John Cena, whoop, gets him in the, oh, it's the finisher, the attitude adjustment. Boom, hits it. And so the boys are like jumping up and down, and he grabs his leg, and it's like, one, two. And then one of the other guys jumps in and hits John Cena, and then ding, ding, ding. Oh, no. They just got disqualified. And my son Luke, who is 8 years old, had the most confused look on his face. And he looks at me and he goes, why would they do that?
Yeah.
Why would they cheat? I said, son, they're the bad guys.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But they lost? So they lost? They lost? I said, yeah, they lost. But so all three of the guys lost? The bad guys lost? Yep, because one guy decided to cheat. They all lost. It was like life lessons.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom,
yeah,
boom.
Yeah.
But they were so like upset that they did that to John Cena because that's not fair.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know if they can watch this.
And yeah. See, then when I came home later, because I was gone for about an hour, and
yeah.
Then I come home, and Kane comes out and just beats the crap out of this other guy. And Stephanie McMahon, who I remember because she, when I watched it, she was just getting into it. You know
right.
What I'm saying? She was like, oh, that's Vince McMahon done. And I guess now she's like been in it for, and she's married to Triple H and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
So much continuity
crazy.
That I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
And then Kane comes out because I remember him because by the time I quit watching, he was brand new and he was Undertaker's brother. And it's so, so played up. You know,
oh, yeah.
It is for kids,
oh,
definitely.
Yeah.
Because it's like, Kane's a demon.
Right.
Look at him.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
like, but he looks like he's 40.
Yeah. Right.
Is the demon 40? What's
yeah.
wrong with him? But anyway, so
right, wait, are you saying 40's old?
No, 40
yeah.
is so old.
So old, man. Anyway, he
I
comes
just
out.
I wanted to see where we were.
And
there.
He's like, Bard! And then Stephanie McMahon's going, no, Kane! No!
It was
don't
so bad.
It. And then he's like, you know, he
tombstoned
they're
him
like, oh,
on
what's
the adamantium
hit?
Table
they're
and killed him.
Oh,
they're hitting
gosh.
Each other and, like, hitting their chest when they, oh, smack noise, you know. And it
that's
was, I was like,
crazy.
Man, wrestling's crazy.
It was so cheesy but so great because, you know, my 8 and 10.
Yeah, they're going, they're sitting on the couch going,
they're totally.
Ah!
Here's the thing, they're used to UFC.
Yeah.
Because we have friends who are fighters, Diego Sanchez,
they're
a local fighter.
The real thing.
They're used to the real thing.
Right.
It's a sport.
Right.
And so they're used to seeing friends like Diego get in the ring and in the octagon, I mean, and fight for real.
Yeah.
It's real. And you would never do anything to put yourself at risk or to.
Right.
And they're watching this, and it was like. First time they saw
I
like
I
a guy body slam him, it was like, is he dead?
Is he
like,
dead? Is he dead?
I think they killed that
and
guy.
How do they recover so quickly?
Right. Yeah. Was,
they're cartoons.
It was amazing.
He just
oh,
picked
sure.
that guy up by his neck brace.
And flung him around.
And then I'm sitting over there telling Steve, I was like, how crazy would it be if, like, one day a wrestler went nuts?
Right.
You know?
Oh,
but then,
was...
you know, there are the, like, what was his name? Was it Chris Benoit that actually
oh,
did?
Oh, gosh.
And this is sad.
No,
but,
so awful.
You know, it just makes you think, like, the difference.
I met that guy
oh,
at a Chick-fil-A
because
stand
he legitimately,
in the mall. It was weird.
He
went
crazy.
Nuts.
Yeah. Oh, dude, really?
In real
he
life.
Died.
And,
he
like,
died.
It
oh.
was bad. And
yeah.
it was bad. But
yeah, yeah.
it makes you think,
I
think
it's, I
it's
that
so
that
played
crazy.
Up, you know,
yeah.
so played
yeah.
up.
Right, right.
He's like, he's a demon!
it was over the top, and I realized we're probably just gonna stick to showing our boys guys who really punch each other.
Yeah.
yeah.
Show them the real thing.
Don't show
Steve
the
them.
Entertainment.
Don't show them the entertainment. Just show them the
show
actual
the one where
like,
there actually might be
sports guys.
Real
and,
broken bones
yeah,
and blood.
You know.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a dad. Oh, gosh.
Man, I can't. Some of that stuff that happens on UFC, like when that dude kicked that other dude.
Oh,
his,
yeah, yeah.
His leg
Anderson
shattered
Silva.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
gosh. But then one of the UFC guys, what's-his-face that quit or whatever, he was in
what's
Captain America.
Quit. Oh, GSP.
Yeah, and
yeah.
I was looking at that guy watching Captain America going, who is that? I've seen him
yeah.
before.
Yeah.
But obviously he's not like a big-name actor or whatever. It's like, who is that? And then I realized it's like, that was that UFC guy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, so
which
it's
one,
cool.
Which one was he in the
he
movie?
Was,
he was
Baytruck.
Yeah.
Batruck.
Batruck
the
leaper.
The leaper,
oh,
sorry.
Oh, okay, okay.
Doing all those
it's
flips
leaper.
And stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is cool, because in the comics, he was kind of a, he's this French, like, cheesy villain. He can jump really high or something.
Yeah.
And
it's
so
really
then he's a terrorist. And those were his colors in the
mm-hmm.
comic. It was like that burgundy and the yellow.
Right.
but it looked more like a some kind of like flight suit in the movie, you know, and he's doing all those. Yeah. He's a good fighter.
Okay.
The French guy on the boat.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a real UFC fighter who just actually recently retired.
He did.
So,
huh?
Yeah.
Well, he won the championship, and then he was like, hey, I got to leave for a little while. I'm forfeiting the belt or something like
yeah.
that.
Wow.
He left.
Crazy.
There's like some weird contention because he believes that there's a lot of juicing actually going on in the UFC. So it was
so
this big thing.
So it's kind of a protest retirement.
Kind of, yeah. So, I don't know. Or he's just getting up there, and that's his excuse because he can't hang anymore. I thought he should have lost the belt actually for his final fight. I thought Johnny Hendricks bested him.
Yeah.
Bested him.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
All right.
Anyways. Yes. Okay, coming up. Toby Mac, Lecrae, Skillet. It's coming Friday. Saturday, May 3rd.
Saturday, May 3rd.
Santa Ana Star Center. We've got your tickets giveaway. Coming right back actually. We're gonna be taking a minor diversion for a second. Got a special guest coming in studio to talk about something going on, I believe, this weekend. And so that is right around the corner. NAMI!
NAMI!
We'll figure out what that means.
NAMI, gonna come on in. We're gonna talk to them.
And then, of course, keep it locked to Static Radio. Your chance to win some tickets. More with Sam Swan and Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now, Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Welcome to Friday. Really excited right now. We've been gearing up for this for a little time. Had a chance to meet this lovely lady on the telephone.
Yep.
And, thought, hey, we should talk to her on the radio. Her name is Linda Givens. She is a volunteer for NAMI. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Of course. For those not familiar, NAMI stands for National Alliance on Mental Illness. How did you get involved with NAMI, Linda?
I got involved through my son. My son was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia when he was about 19 years old.
Okay.
And the doctor had told me about, you know, there's an organization that can help with NAMI. And so I went to the support group meetings, because we have support group meetings every Tuesday night.
Okay.
And I went to the support group meeting. I was a little bit overwhelmed with everything and thought, you know, being the type A personality that I am, I thought I could handle this, I could do this. And went off and decided this wasn't something I needed. And my son was, was hospitalized. And a very kind nurse said, you really need to get in touch with NAMI. Mm. And I said, been there. And she said, no, you need to go back.
Yeah. Mm.
And I went back and I realized that they were an organization that could help me be able to deal with this illness and be able to give me some guidance on how to deal with my son.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, I mean, as you said, how you got involved with NAMI, National Alliance on Mental Illness. I don't think people realize it's not just the person who has been diagnosed, but the family members around them, the loved ones, maybe coworkers, whoever it is, who on a day-to-day basis, You have to have some serious grace and love and compassion. And so as a mother who has a son diagnosed with, what did you say? With
paranoid schizophrenia.
What is that like?
Oh, well, you're dealing with voices.
Mm-hmm.
So he would be and a lot of pacing, dealing with the voices, a lot of delusions. And the delusions could last weeks or months, and it's interesting because he would grab onto it almost like a pit bull, and he wouldn't let go of it. And no matter how much you tried to rationalize, you weren't inside his head, and you couldn't reason with him like you could reason with someone else, and so it was really very, very difficult, and I had to learn how to relate to him.
Yeah.
Because this is my son, but this is not my son.
Yeah.
And so it's really a whole different ball game in how you relate. And if you try to tell him that And again, he's 19 years old.
Right.
And if you try to tell him that this is not right, then that can escalate the whole situation. Mm. And so you don't want to do that. And so you had, I had to learn how to be able to deal with him. And I also had to learn how to deal with myself and how to accept this. And I realized that he was put in my life for a reason. And there was a reason I was, that God gave him to me.
Yeah.
And now what was I going to do with this situation?
It's incredible. I mean, we are called as believers to love. I mean, this is it. You know, they will know we are disciples by our love for one another in John 13:34 and 35, where Christ commands that. Love is obviously a very important thing in the life of a believer. And it's something that we address regularly, the idea of walking a mile in someone else's shoes, because we're so quick to go, they what? And we tend to write people off in society because we don't agree with them, or we can't understand what they're going through, or we don't, you know, we just don't get it.
Right.
And so this is incredible. So this organization, talk a little bit about what you guys do then in turn.
What we do is we provide education, and this is all free.
Yeah.
And so we provide education for families dealing with mental illness. We also, the people that are people have been diagnosed with mental illness, we call consumers.
Okay.
And so we have programs, a connection program for our consumers that they can get with other people and be able to, it's a support group for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for everyone, but for those people that it is, it's very powerful. Because they connect with other people who are like, who have the same type of diagnosis, and they can understand. And that's huge.
Yeah.
And but then we also have, like I said, the support group, and we do educational meetings here in the Albuquerque area at least once a month. It's the second Tuesday of every month. And we just help people to be able to understand what they're dealing with and to be able to give them support. And I personally am the leader of one of the leaders for the support group. And when people come in, it's really amazing. It's like there's such a stigma with mental illness.
Right.
So they start telling their sometimes they tell their families or they tell their friends, and people think, well, after a period of time, well, you just get over it and you move on. Well, it's not that way with mental illness. It's not something you just get over.
Right.
What you have to do is you have to have the skill set to be able to understand how to deal with the situation.
This is a forever life adjustment.
This is a forever. There's not a cure for this.
Right.
And so I will just say, for me personally, what I had to learn to do was to change my expectations. And I found when I first went in, I thought I was going to change my son.
Right.
And the person I had to change was me.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, this parallels the Christian life so much. Everything that you're talking about, as we pray for our loved ones, family members, doesn't matter what they're dealing with. It seems like that's always it. Expectations, changing them, changing their heart, changing their attitude, changing their whatever it is. And it's incredible to see how God has used that in your life, because your attitude is incredible right now. I can't put myself in your shoes. I don't understand what that's like. And to think about just the day-to-day tasks for a parent. My son actually was in the hospital this last week. He's 17 months old, my third son. With high fevers and just that, the daunting exhaustion from that experience. I'm still tired. I'm wiped. And that was just from a sickness that he's going to get over in a few days. This is something that you deal with on a day-to-day basis. And to be able to have a support group, to be able to share that with others, to be able to talk to somebody, I think people forget that it really wears on your mental well-being, because you are constantly taking care of someone else. You're constantly learning how to deal with that, because from day to day, you probably don't know what to expect from your son. I'm willing to bet it's not the cookie cutter same thing textbook day to day with somebody who has been diagnosed with a mental illness. So what your organization is doing, NAMI, it's incredible. And it's a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Yes.
As you said, every person involved is a volunteer.
Here.
So how can we as a community, I know you have something coming up, how can we support you? What can we do to help?
We have a NAMI walk. This is our annual event, and this is our 12th year. Mm-hmm. And we walk around the Academy Hoffmantown area.
Okay.
And we're going to be doing this walk on May the 3rd. It's a Saturday. Registration starts at 8. We start walking at 9. There's not a fee for registration.
Okay.
But it's a donation. And through the donations is how we support our educational materials.
Right on.
And how we're able to bring in speakers to be able to do educational events.
So everything you do is free, and then the walk to support you is actually free as well.
Yes.
You guys could really use some cash.
Definitely we could use cash.
Definitely. We echo your sentiment.
We know that. As a nonprofit listener-supported radio station, we understand that.
Yeah.
So our Share-a-thon actually coming up next week, so we understand the need for support and how vital it is for the community to come alongside and get what you are doing and lend that support, because everything you are doing is free. So that is incredible. Saturday, May 3rd. Details available. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Mm-hmm. We've posted it all.
Yeah, I've got a link straight to the NAMI New Mexico website. Also straight to the NAMI Walks website. So you can get all the information about
May 3rd.
All right, then.
Linda, you are incredible.
Well, thank you so much for having us. And I just would encourage people that if you know someone with a mental illness, please come out on May the 3rd and help support this wonderful organization. But more importantly, help support people with mental illness. And one of the things we really want to do is we really want to bust the stigma.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Absolutely.
Because it's really interesting. If you come to the walk, you're going to see consumers as well as family members.
Awesome.
And if you didn't know, when someone is has their disease under control, you will not be able to tell that they have a mental illness, which is just absolutely fantastic.
That's remarkable. Wow. Linda, thank you so much for
your heart.
Yeah,
thanks for coming in.
For what you are doing, for your servitude to this incredible organization. And wow. All right, Saturday, May 3rd, NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, their walk coming up Saturday, May 3rd, as we said, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Check out all the details. It's a free walk.
Yep.
So you know what you can do right now is get to our Facebook page, share the link with all your friends, and help spread the word on this walk and this organization who could use your support.
There you go.
Linda, again, thank you so much.
Thank you
very much for having me.
All right. Mm-hmm. On the way, we got some Depeche Mode. We've got tickets for Toby Mac, Skillet Lecrae, more Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico. All right here on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Then and now.
Static Radio.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Well, good morning.
Yeah!
Oh. Dude, you gotta give me a traffic report right now.
Oh, no!
Careful traffic.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Obviously, some people haven't been listening to the radio. Maybe we were so funny, they just lost it. No, I'm kidding.
Maybe.
That's a terrible thing to say. Other than construction at I-25 and Paseo and the bridge repair that's going on at Tramway and Candelaria and Manal, between Candelaria and Manal, a few things to report. It looks like we have an accident and two lanes are blocked. Wyoming Boulevard North at Academy happened at about 8:20, so not even that long ago, 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Also, a stalled vehicle off to the side, I-40 East at Rio Grande Boulevard. That's exit 157. And an accident's been reported, Avenue Cesar Chavez, between Broadway Boulevard and I-25.
That's a bad place.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
There. So be careful out there. Pay attention to what you're doing and watch out for these stalled vehicles and accidents. Again, accident, two lanes block, Wyoming Boulevard North at Academy, and an accident, Avenue Cesar Chavez, between Broadway Boulevard and I-25.
It's so good.
Is that Cesar Chavez?
Yeah, that's good.
And then we do have a stalled vehicle off to the side, I-40 East at Rio Grande Boulevard, exit 157.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road, Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And coming up, Saturday, May 3rd, Santa Ana Star Center, Skillet, Lecrae.
Oh, my gosh. You know what people should do?
Huh?
They should get up. They should do the NAMI walk.
Mm.
And then they should go to the Toby Mac Skillet concert.
That's a good idea.
That's what you should do that Saturday, May 3rd. You should just, it's the day after our share-a-thon ends. You should share-a-thon it all week, mm-hmm. and then.
We're going to have Linda back in, actually.
Yes, she's going to come in next Friday, so you'll get more info and more affirmation towards getting up off your lazy butt and walking, boom, supporting NAMI, because it's going to be cool.
It is going to be cool.
Yes.
Where is my music, yo?
I don't know what's happening. There it is.
Turn me up, yo.
I don't want to.
For you Toby Mac fans, had a chance to talk to him yesterday. I was really bummed I wasn't here.
It was a good interview.
Speaking of tickets. Say what? I got a ticket. I got tickets. Phone lines are jammed.
You got a ticket to the gun show with Doug.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that song. Too bad I
it's just okay to like
it,
Toby Mac songs.
Oh, no, yeah. All right. Easy trivia question this morning because it's Friday. I got a good one, though.
Good.
I feel like you guys could totally chip in.
No.
If either of you get this right.
We'll try.
Whoever's on the phone.
We're going to try, y'all. We're going to try.
Oh.
You hung up.
Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you there?
Hello.
Anybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Are you guys giving away tickets?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Are you so excited to be on the radio right now?
I am so excited. I didn't even know what to say.
I know. You were shocked. I could tell.
I was shocked. Because I never get through.
Well, you did today.
Well, you
today.
Got through, and I got a trivia question, and all you got to do is answer it right, okay?
Okay.
Don't blow this for yourself.
Yeah, hey. Don't screw this up for us, okay?
Okay. You know, we are a station, and, you know, with Toby Mac, with Skillet, with Lecrae, it's love or hate?
We don't play them, but we'll interview
them.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Okay. Well, I found out 86% of Americans say they hate this type of music.
Oh.
What type of music? Of all music.
Of all music.
This is the most, quote unquote, hated. Hate is a strong word.
That's a strong word.
86% of Americans say they hate what type of music?
You better do this.
Wow. Would it be rap?
Would it be rap? Are you kidding? Do you live in New Mexico?
No.
Wait, you don't live in New Mexico?
I do live in New Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Then how can you say rap? 86% of all Americans. Thanks for trying. I'm sorry.
All right. Thanks, guys. Right.
Hey, call again. Right. You'll get through.
All right. Static. Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Hi.
Am I the next one?
Say what?
Huh?
Was that a trivia question?
Oh.
Okay.
Where are you guys at?
What's your answer?
Don't you be belligerent with me, caller.
I know.
I'll hang this phone up.
Oh.
Do you want tickets? 86% of Americans say they hate this type of music.
Is it American-made music?
American-made music. That is incorrect. I'm sorry.
Thanks for calling.
No, that was a question of a hint.
Oh.
I guess would be folk music.
Folk music. Still wrong.
Thank you for calling.
Nice try.
505-338-3700. Static.
Good morning. It's me again.
Yeah. Hey, nice. Dude, you were.
That'll work. That'll work.
She did get through.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to try again.
Okay, 86% of Americans say they hate this type of music. What is it?
Is it country?
Is it country? Do you live in America? Of course it's not country.
I see what she's doing, though. She's saying she's going for the, like, a lot of people listen to it, but they actually hate
that's
it.
That's true. That's good.
Well, I hate country.
Yeah, 86% of Americans do not hate country music. Proud to be an American.
Okay, I'm going to try again.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Static.
She's cracking me up.
Hi, I wanted to guess for the question.
Okay.
Please. Is it country?
Is it country?
No.
It is not.
Sorry.
Okay. It is not.
That
country.
Is a
Thank
good
you.
Guess.
Yeah.
It is.
Because I'm not
Static.
A big fan.
Dubstep.
Dubstep.
Okay, that's a solid
You
guess.
Obviously are not a high school kid.
Oh.
No, it's not dubstep.
Hey, but I'm with
good
you.
Try.
I hate it, too.
Yeah. Good try. Yeah. Static.
You obviously are not a high school kid.
Got to turn your radio down if you're going to call us. You're going to confuse yourself and us. Static.
Hey, did somebody guess yet?
Everybody, there's been a lot of guesses, none no correct. So 86% of Americans say they hate what type of music?
How about heavy metal?
Heavy metal.
Oh.
Incorrect.
Oh, that's a good solid guess. Right.
That's a good guess.
Thank you. Thank you. Static.
Hello?
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 You ready?
You guys still doing the ticket thing?
We are. Toby Mac, Skill Lecrae, Saturday, May 3rd. All you got to do is answer this. 86% of Americans say they hate what type of music?
Man, I'm going to go on a limb. Classic?
Classic.
Ah,
incorrect.
Ah. Good guess.
Nice guess.
Good guess.
Nice try.
Static.
Opera.
Opera. Who's this?
TJ.
TJ, you can't win.
You can't win.
You already won, dummy.
I was gonna give them away to the next person.
Okay. Did you look it up?
Well, let's hope that the next person was paying attention. Thanks for calling. Well, I'm gonna keep going until somebody says
Dang.
It.
Dang. Sorry, I hung up on you, TJ. Love
Static.
You.
Static.
Hi. I want to guess again.
Okay.
How about gospel?
Gospel. Why would? Gosh.
I thought it might have been gospel.
Did you hear? Darn. Okay.
Darn.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
Darn.
All right. Static.
Hello.
Hey, I'm paying attention. It was opera.
It was opera.
There you go.
Special thanks to TJ for always being right.
And always ruining a fun trivia game.
TJ.
So,
he's going to win.
Gosh, dude. Who's this?
It's Chris.
Chris, you need to say thank you, TJ, for ruining everything good and fun.
Thank you, TJ.
Okay. No,
for ruining everything good and fun.
There you go.
Okay, good.
Excellent.
All right.
Excellent.
Well, you scored a pair of tickets for Toby Mac, Skillet, Lecrae, Saturday, May 3rd at Santa Ana Star Center. So hang on the line, all right, man?
All right.
All right, there you go.
All right.
It is just that simple.
Awesome.
Opera.
Opera.
Who knew?
It makes sense.
We could have had that going on for another 10 minutes. Wait. TJ.
Tej.
Yeah.
Gosh. Sweet Tej.
The Googler of life.
He said he didn't Google.
Did he say that?
He said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I wasn't paying attention. I became
you
a
ball
so
of rage. You were so shocked. Yeah, you were.
So I wasn't paying
attention. You were raging all over him.
TJ is a faithful
he said, no, I didn't Google
hero.
It. And I was just answering it for the next person. He was being kind. He was paying it forward on Pay It Forward Friday.
Thank you, Tej.
When you hear our contest rules, cannot wait,
Yeah.
It's like 60 days or 90 days.
Yeah,
You can't win.
He already won. He's calling in to help.
But he was helping.
He was trying to help.
Given the correct
answer. He was trying to end our fun trivia game.
Come on, TJ.
I wouldn't have said opera. Would you have said opera?
No, I really thought it was either going to be country or Christian.
Yeah, see,
I really did.
86% of Americans hate.
Strong
word.
I would have said, because if you're thinking all Americans,
yeah.
My first guess would have been rap. Even though I know that the younger generation, the millennials, love hip hop.
Yeah.
I know that. Hopefully. I totally get that. But if you're saying 80%, 86% of all Americans, that's a lot of people to consider.
Yeah.
That's why who don't like that type of...
Well, but I'd say that most
circles
of the people
I run in,
that don't like it are starting to head on out. Because now you have people that grew up with it in the 80s and 90s that are like, oh, no, dude, Run DMC.
Sugar Hill Gang just
that's
got
true.
That's
true. There is
the
like a retro
thing.
kind of like the whole classical
Beasties.
70s rock
that's
thing
not
that 70s, came back.
But. Yeah.
That state. Yeah, no, none of that's in the 70s, but but just the idea of how music kind of cycles.
And, yeah, man.
And a generation that listened to it a long time ago, they're older now, and they're like, I really miss my tunes.
Another good guess would the guy that said dubstep, that was a fantastic guess. Another guess, maybe EDM, because that's like what the young people, EDM is it right now. Electronic dance music.
Right.
That's like it. Right now. But I guess dubstep, that's just a subcategory of that.
Yeah.
Doug,
can you get Chris's information? Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Doug.
Hey, if you did not win, because your name's not Chris, keep it locked. We have more tickets to give away. Next week, our Share-a-thon, we're going to be doing something special with that show, as well as the Red Disciple spoken show coming up Wednesday, April 30th.
We're going to give away tickets to that show at some point. There is somebody that calls in every single... They called in a minute ago.
Well, they better be listening come this Wednesday, and if they're big enough fans of the bands in golf, they might just want to...
There you go.
Hook it up.
Hook it up.
You never know. I know the guys that want to help support Static. We're the first radio station in the nation to play Red. So
interesting.
They're going to be coming in, hanging out with us for the Share-a-thon. I'm excited about that. All right. Congratulations to Chris.
Yeah, Chris. Way to go, man.
Coming
up,
we've
TJ.
Got a discussion about Captain America.
Ooh!
And a discussion about Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
A little bit of Comics Corner tinged Friday for you.
I like it. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
Static.
Welcome back.
Now, back
to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
I was trying to have a conversation with Sam, Steve-O.
I'm sorry.
We were talking about how to change the world.
Ah.
Just a private conversation between me and him.
Yes.
Thank you, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, it looks like the accident reported between Avenue Cesar Chavez and Broadway Boulevard, I-25, is still going on, so be careful around then, or around there. Also, the two lanes blocked. There's an accident at Wyoming Boulevard North and Academy.
Okay.
And the construction, the bridge repair that's going on at Tramway all the way from Manal Boulevard to Candelaria. That's slowing everything down. And then, of course, I-25 and Paseo.
Mm. Traffic brought to you.
That's it.
By Solomon's Porch.
4,000. Stop talking. Let me talk.
One Stop. Sooner Road. Oh, I thought you were going to do it. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Now, earlier, we talked about this. We teased this. We mentioned it off air to Sam, and I said, I'm nervous!
And he said, what?
And we said, save it for radio! Good news, guys. We're on the radio.
We're on the radio.
Yesterday, it was announced that an actor has been cast.
Yes.
Oh.
In the Batman-Superman film.
Okay.
It's coming out in 2016.
And I immediately just got nervous. His name is Ray Fisher. I guess he's like a Broadway actor.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think he's been in a couple of movies.
Yeah. Well, he was cast in the role of Cyborg, yet another member of the Justice League, one of the main guys in the Justice League.
Okay.
And I'm sure some people were excited somewhere. I got to be honest, man, I'm starting to get nervous about this movie because it was the sequel to Man of Steel. So you already got Superman in there. And then they said, hey, man, we're going to add Batman to the mix. And we're like, ooh, whoa.
Cool.
Yeah.
Crazy, man. It's
a Batman-Superman movie.
Okay.
People have wanted that for a while. And they've almost put him into production a couple of times.
And then they were like, and Wonder Woman.
And then everybody's like, whoa.
Oh, okay. And
whoa.
Now they're like, and Cyborg.
Cyborg. Okay, here's the thing about Cyborg.
And
Cyborg is... This is where the worry comes in. I understand Batman Superman. I understand putting Wonder Woman in there as a minor role. But when you have Cyborg in the mix, that means that they're going Marvel. They're going full Marvel on us because Cyborg's more of a B character.
They're
going Justice League.
So it's really not going to be
a Superman sequel.
It's more of the Justice League, like the launch of the Justice League.
This is what I told Mateo yesterday, because we were talking about it, and it was like, and I'm like, here's why I'm nervous. It took Marvel, what do you think? Like,
this is their
7 years?
Captain America 2 was their 11th film.
Yeah. The first Iron Man came out, what?
I can't remember.
2000 something.
Well, and before that was the Hulk.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, there was Hulk.
There was that old Hulk.
We don't count that one.
But then there was the other one.
The Incredible Hulk, which played into the universe. You got Iron Man.
Yeah.
And then Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 2, Captain America, Thor, the Avengers.
Iron Man came out in 2008.
Iron Man 3. Oh, okay.
Okay, so 6 years.
They do two movies a year.
Yeah.
And then Iron Man 3, Thor 2, Captain America 2, and
Avengers.
Guardians.
Oh, yeah, Guardians. Gosh.
They're 11 films in at this point.
Yeah.
And then next year we get Avengers 2, Ant-Man.
Right. Yeah.
And then at some point we're getting Doctor Strange, Captain America 3. There'll probably be a Thor 3. Gosh.
Yeah. So they're going big. But here's the thing. You just mentioned like 11 films.
Yeah.
DC is like, dude, Superman, that was a good movie. We made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just put everything in the next one.
Yeah.
So
instead
Marvel
of building
like
up to
built
it.
Up and spaced it out so that when we were hit with Avengers, it was like there was serious character development.
Right.
We're going to see like 12 characters with like a 5-minute role. In this film, I do not think it's going to do the movie justice.
Yeah. Nah. Their plan is to go backwards.
Yeah, they're in a different league. Well, you started it.
I did.
I'm just following.
Sorry. Yeah.
You know, you can't throw beach balls at me like that without me taking a swing.
You guys are making Justice League puns.
We are. We are.
Well, now you've used both words, so I got nothing.
We finally got it where he doesn't have nothing.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's a rare occasion.
So it's a little frustrating. I don't know. I'm not looking. Now it's just starting to sound like Batman and Robin, and we all know how that film went.
Well, and I'm worried too. This is a side note about Spider-Man, because I've read a couple of reviews and people have said it's kind of like Batman and Robin.
Gosh.
My only consolation is, okay, Spider-Man is supposed to be funny and a little cheesy, so maybe it'll be okay.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
That's next Friday.
Still going to go see it.
A week from today.
Yeah.
Week from today, Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man.
But see, I've read other reviews, and they're like, this is the best Spider-Man film that's ever come out.
I like this kid that plays the...
Andrew Garfield.
When they launched him with the Amazing Spider-Man, he did.
He got in trouble this week with his girlfriend.
Yeah, she called him out.
Emma Stone called him out because some kid was talking about Spider-Man sewing his own costume, and Andrew Garfield... The Brit that he is said that that was sewing is a feminine, that's a woman's job.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Got into a spot of trouble.
A lot of hate
so,
mail.
Have you ever heard him talk? I mean,
he's straight up.
Always throws me off. All the great actors right now.
I know, they speak with
this
incredible American accent.
Yeah.
And what's funny is every once in a while, you can hear it slips on a word or like, especially when it's in it, saying something quickly or responding quickly.
Yeah.
And you hear the slight British, and then he slips back into the American. Which, you know, we do the same thing in the movies. Us Americans, we imitate the Brits.
Yeah. Your favorite TV series, The Walking Dead.
yes.
Andrew Lincoln, who plays Rick Grimes, he's British.
Yeah.
And he does a great job sounding. I mean, there's so many Brits who are taking over.
Dude, that dude, when he starts talking in his normal accent, you're like, whoa.
Yeah. It's weird. Isn't Henry Cavill a Brit as well?
Yep.
Yeah, Henry
and the
Cavill.
the dude that played Lincoln in the movie Lincoln.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of his name. What's his name?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Thank you. I couldn't think of his name.
The greatest actor of our time.
I know he's a great actor, but I had a senior moment. I'm sorry.
Doug, am I taking line one? All right. You just answered the phone for us. Static, Doug. Love this.
What is up, dudes?
Shane. Hurricane Shane.
Dude, yes.
I confess this morning myself a little disappointed in you, dude.
Wait, which one?
All of you.
Why?
All three of us?
You and Mateo, mainly.
Okay.
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 Because here's the thing. I don't expect you guys to like brag me up or take pride in my small victories, but I was in the original Incredible Hulk with Ang Lee, and the fact that you said it didn't count really hurt my feelings.
Oh, man.
Let me tell you something, Shane.
I completely forgot about that.
I'm mad at you guys.
Let me tell you what counts. You count. You count because you're awesome, but I'm going to be honest with you, that movie does not count.
That movie does not count.
Not in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Your role will count.
Your role is the only redeeming factor of that movie.
Yeah, Marvel itself does not count that one. They count the Ed Norton version, which is weird because then they went on and recast him too.
I know, that was funny to me.
Gosh, that was frustrating, but Ruffalo was fantastic.
He does a great job.
I'm sorry, buddy. Hey, if it makes you feel better, I was in Terminator Salvation, and I don't count that as Terminator Gospel either. So, and those films.
It really doesn't make me feel better.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what make you feel better?
But hey, I mean, so we had Sam Elliott, Jennifer Connelly. None of these actors count?
No, Sam Elliott was great. William Hurt was a pretty good Thunderbolt.
You got to remember, Shane, we're coming from a comic book angle here, and the Incredible Hulk was so much better comic book-wise than
Ross.
Just Hulk was.
Yeah, Ed Norton.
And here's the thing, dude. I watched the first one because I was in it.
Yeah.
But the second one, when it came out, I have it actually saved, like, on my Netflix, and I love that character. I, like, love the second one.
Yeah.
And in fact, when you try to IMDb it or look back at that film, you can't even find it. I mean, it's like they archived it, buried it. We're like, wow, that was a huge mistake.
First Hulk wasn't terrible. When he was running along the mountains and the helicopter was shooting at him, there were some great scenes.
There were some good scenes. Dude, was there one when he's at the college and they open up on him with, like, sound
waves?
That's
the second movie.
That's the second movie, buddy.
Okay, so see, dude, I've got nothing. And I'm getting the first one. So, you know what?
I got nothing.
All right, you're redeemed. Love you guys.
Hurricane Shane, I love you, man. I love you so much.
Later.
All right. Hurricane Shane.
Awesome. But
proving our point for us.
The thing about it. The scary thing about the Batman Superman is, I understand they're kind of going to do Marvel's formula backwards.
Yeah. Right.
And there were small little homages to characters in Man of Steel.
There were.
So that makes me wonder, how are they going to handle it? Because it's rumored that The Rock has been cast as another giant DC character.
This is true.
It's either... A lot of people think it's Aquaman or Lobo. Yes, Aquaman's a big rumor for him.
Yeah.
I know. And then we have the Flash series and the Green Arrow series, which I hope tie into the movie. I really do, because I feel like that would be smart. Because then at least they could say, all right, we can go back and kind of retrofit groundwork on Arrow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's going to be dicey.
Yeah, a little nervous about that. Speaking of films, we got question of the day. This one comes courtesy of Thebes out in California.
Special thanks to Thebes.
Yes.
Because this was announced a few weeks ago. The guy that directed G.I. Joe and G.I. Joe Retaliation, John Chu, he was like, I'd really like to make a Jim and the Holograms movie. Now, if you grew up in the 80s, Jim and the Holograms was the show that came on after Voltron in the morning.
Jim is truly outrageous. Jim. Truly, truly, truly outrageous.
Jim.
I had a little sister.
It was
a
show
up.
That both of my sisters watched, and of course I watched it too.
Exactly.
Because it came on after Voltron.
Yeah,
USA.
We watched Transformers, G.I. Joe, Thundercat. We had to let my sister have a show. So
she needed one.
Jim.
Well,
and
when John Chu said, hey, I'd love to make a Jim and the Holograms movie, everybody was like, yeah. Cool, man. That's cool, right? Because he's also supposed to... He's been attached to the He-Man movie for a while.
Oh, man.
And then he announced, he was like, I'm not going to be able to do He-Man because of G.I. Joe stuff. And everybody's like, aw.
I wasn't allowed to watch He-Man at first when I was a kid.
Why?
Because he said he was the master of the universe and he had the power. And my mom was like, she's Baptist. And it was like, that's not right.
Yeah.
Jesus is the master of the universe and he has the power.
That's not right. Pack up, kids.
Mom, Jesus doesn't live in Castle Grayskull. You don't understand.
It's a magical fantasy world, Mom.
It's a fantasy world. And He-Man has the power because he's got the sword. And so he does have the power.
Please.
And she said, no, Jesus has the power. And I said, but Jesus doesn't live in Castle Grayskull. And she said, but Jesus lives in your heart. And that wins. And I said, Mom, I'm like a 7-year-old boy. Did you just Jesus juke? Yeah! My mom Jesus juked a 7-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Mom, what's wrong with you? Crazy Baptist.
And then your mom was like, hey, no He-Man. Pack it up. Get in the car. We're going to see RoboCop.
Right now.
Yeah,
true
story.
Okay, Mom. But anyway, he announced that he's going to make Jim and the Holograms, or he would like to, and everybody's like, but he meant whatever. And then yesterday, it hit the interwebs, the poster.
Mm-hmm.
Jim and the Holograms, hashtag Jim the movie. It's already been cast. It's got one of the girls from Nashville is playing Jim. It's happening. Also, the girl that's playing Jim, her show right now is Nashville. You know what she was in before that? One major film of note. Sharknado.
Okay.
So it's going to be excellent is what I'm telling you guys.
So question of the day is this. We've got Transformers. Let's see. G.I. Joe. What else from the 80s?
There's been a few.
I mean, Masters of the Universe was a movie with Dolph Lundgren.
In the 80s.
And it was so bad.
Ninja Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
We've got so many iterations of them. Thanks to Patty Dickinson.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing person and listener and awesome friend.
But there were so many awesome TV shows, cartoons, and action figure lines and all that in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they just announced a Barbie movie.
Oh, God.
So we're asking you a question of the day. What 80s cartoon truly deserves a movie?
Mm-hmm.
Because as great as Jim was, I don't know if it really needed a movie over Masters of the Universe.
I know. Or
come on.
The Thundercats?
Yeah, Thundercats.
Anyone?
Thundercats are loose.
Oh.
Dino Riders.
Oh, okay.
Dino Riders.
It's called Jurassic World. It's coming.
Oh, my God. Don't talk to me about Jurassic World. When that movie comes out, I'm going to cry.
Question of the day, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Coming right back, some Artifacts Perio.
Woo.
And more with you guys. You. The list. You. I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Not right you, here. Doug.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Oh, Sam. Static. Sorry.
Sam, we give you one
Okay,
job.
Do it again. Let's try it again. Try it again. Try it again. Okay, ready?
Thing.
Take two. Take two. Sign off.
Okay. Coming right back. We got some Artifacts Perio.
Static.
Some metric.
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
all right, okay, let's try it again. Try
one
it again.
Thing to
all right,
do.
One more time one for thing. Me. One more time for me. One more time
how
for me.
How are you part of the Baptist convention?
I don't know.
Don't ask. Like don't ask because they might find out my secret. Okay, let's go.
They get up
all right, take three.
They get
take
up
three.
For a youth thing. They're like,
three.
Here's Sam Swan. He walks up and goes, all right, let's do the invitation.
Action.
Boop. All right. Coming up, we got some Artifacts Perio, some metric, and more with you. Question of the day is posted Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Right back with Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Yeah.
Fine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Feels good to be back on top.
Yeah, it does. Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Now we're here.
I got some accidents to report. All same right. One's been talking about for a little while. There's an accident. Two lanes are blocked at Wyoming Boulevard North and Academy Road. Also, where's this thing? Where'd it go?
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Accident reported Avenue Cesar Chavez between Broadway and I-25. Also, the bridge work that's going on at Tramway, that's going to slow you down. And I-25 in Paseo is still a nightmare. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert Campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's
505-338-3669.
Yes. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
Yeah.
You've been kicking it with us all
day. I've been chilling this morning.
I know it's a work day.
Yeah.
I know you got to go to work.
Yeah, I got to go to work.
Before you leave, you have to repent of your lack of involvement in Thundercats.
Okay.
We were talking about it this morning. Question of the day, courtesy of Thebes. What 80s cartoon would you love to see turned into a movie? They just announced Jim and the Holograms. I can't believe that's going to be a movie.
I can't either. It's kind of confusing.
And my number one pick would be Thundercats. And you said, what was the Thundercats again?
Who were the Thundercats?
Thundercats?
I was a parent.
And I cried. I fell on the floor and cried.
Yeah, and you said, I was a parent. But I got even more upset.
I was a parent of girls.
Apparently, you weren't watching enough TV.
Ryan wasn't born until 1993.
Well, so what were your girls watching then?
Fail. Girl stuff.
I don't remember.
Watching girl stuff, man.
That was a long time ago.
You were watching girl stuff.
It's cool.
We were just watching videos of Little Mermaid and stuff like that. Right. We didn't watch a lot of... While they were watching Saturday morning TV, I was sleeping.
Okay. There you go. Well, it's okay.
Okay.
Now you need to go back and watch Thundercats. I'm sure it's still relevant today.
I'm sure it is.
I'm sure it's not terrible at all.
So the plot of Jim.
Yeah.
You had Jerrica somebody. Where's her name?
No, I don't even know.
Her name was Jerrica Benton. And she had a sister named Kimber. And there were two other girls, Aja and Shauna. And they
were the holograms?
Yeah, they were the holograms. It's Jim and the holograms. Because we both were thinking, wasn't it Jim and the Rockers?
That's what I thought.
But then I found out it was Barbie and the Rockers, a rival series.
That needs to be the movie right there.
Well, here's the thing. The rivals in the series to Jim and the Holograms were the Misfits.
Ooh.
And they wanted to be famous.
Wait, like the Misfits? The actual Misfits?
Yeah, like that band.
Like Glenn Danzig?
No, a different band. But I wonder how that's going to hold up in the movie, because I bet there's copyright law. And then it says here in the third season, there were three seasons of Jim. In the third season, there was another band that came in called the Stingers from Germany.
Wow.
And that band was mixing it up for the Misfits and for Jim and the Holograms.
So did the Misfits and the Holograms have to team up to beat the Stinkers?
I guess
What were they called?
Stingers.
Stingers.
They're going to sting you like a scorpion.
Oh, it was the police. I think it was the police.
No, it's
so
the Stingers.
So it was Jim and the Holograms, and they fought the Misfits with Glenn Danzig, and then Glenn Danzig had to unite with Jim to defeat Sting, Stuart Copeland, and the other guy.
You know, it's not right, but I'll let you have it.
What are their names? It's the police. Sting?
Sting, Stuart Copeland, and the guitar player.
Nobody ever remembers
Stever
this.
Stever would know.
Stever would.
Well, check this out. Production. Production company.
Stever, prove us wrong. Sting, Stuart Copeland.
The guitar player.
Blonde guy.
Oh, come
blonde
on!
Blonde guy! The blonde guitar player.
What was his name?
Peter Benson, you're the king of radio.
What was his name?
The police. It was Sting, Stuart Copeland, and... Oh my gosh! Yeah, the guitar player!
The other guy, the deputy.
And the other guy.
The blonde.
Come on,
guitar
the police!
Player.
Anyone?
Thank you, guys.
Wow, thanks for proving us right. Okay.
Yeah.
That guy gets no love.
No love.
Wow.
I'm answering the phone, and hopefully this caller can save us here. Static.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah!
I wanted to contribute to the like 80s cartoons that should be made into movies.
Yeah, you do.
Absolutely, you can. As soon as you tell us who the guitar player from
The Police is.
The Police?
Yeah.
That one guy who plays the hit fiddle?
Oh, man, this is terrible.
I'm gonna look it up.
None of us can remember that poor man.
So bad.
He's the one that's getting, like, screwed up on all the royalty stuff, too. Like, he is the guy. I read an interview with him, and I can't remember his
name. Andy Summers.
Andy Summers.
Gosh.
Well, he's got such an ordinary name.
Okay, my wife chimed in as well.
What'd she say?
She's going to be at gym day one.
Oh, she is.
She said that and Dino Saucers. That was her jam.
Dino
Saucers. Okay, caller. What's the show for you?
What about, like, Voltron or Johnny Quest?
Yeah!
Johnny Quest. You know, they were supposed to make a Voltron movie, and then
Transformers happened. And they were like, oh, that's going to win.
Well,
then we're just going to look like ripoffs. Which is why I didn't watch Voltron as a kid, because I thought they ripped off the Transformers.
Well, the funny thing is, I think in America, Voltron was out here first. I don't know, because they were both Japanese cartoons, so I don't know which one came out first.
And then Johnny Quest from the 70s?
Got me.
Johnny Quest is an older show. Yeah, it's Hanna-Barbera.
I watched that growing up, Johnny Quest. And Haji, right? Haji was his sidekick.
I want to see a Captain Caveman live
action. Yeah. Captain Cave.
Yeah.
Captain Caveman.
Yeah. Well, okay, gentlemen, I've got to go. I enjoy your conversation. All you're all wonderful people.
You too.
You're the man now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that guy. That's amazing. Gosh. 505-338-3700. Transformers, G.I. Joe, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Let me tell you.
There are plenty of 80s cartoons that have been made into live action.
Let me tell you the best one.
Okay.
Because, you know, you got faith, you got hope, and you got love.
Right.
But the greatest of these was Dino Riders. Let me tell you what happened. Dino Riders was about this race of humans. That they and led by Questar. And they came back. They had slipped through a time portal because they were on the run from the Rulons with this other alien race that were after them, and they slipped through and they landed in the Mesozoic era. All the dinosaurs were hanging out, and it was not right because you had Apatosaurus hanging out with T-Rex, which we know, well,
he would have eaten his friend.
Well, no, they weren't even around each other at the same time.
Oh, I knew that.
Okay. Jurassic era, Cretaceous era. Anyway.
How do you know?
Oh, I was there. Anyway, so then the Rulons get there, and they outfit the dinosaurs, usually the carnivores, because they wanted to make the carnivores, like the carnivorous dinosaurs, T-Rex, Raptor.
Right.
The meat eaters, the bad guys. And then the plant eaters, the herbivores, were usually the ones that were outfitted by the by Questar.
It's pronounced herbivore.
Herbivore. No, it's not. What was the Valorians? That was their name. Those were the people. Valorians versus Rulons. And it was awesome. Let me just pull up a picture for you. I'll post it on our Facebook. You just see a picture of this and you're like, that would be the most incredible movie I would ever see in my life. Because you just think about humans riding on these dinosaurs with weapons all over them, just shooting the crap out of each other. And it was awesome. And I was a kid. It was one season. And they had all these toys. And I had so many of the toys. It was so awesome.
I'm holding my breath for Silverhawks.
Dino, right. Silverhawks would be cool.
Silverhawks!
Love you.
Wings of silver. Do you remember Silverhawks? Get out. On that note, Sam
Vaguely.
Swan's got to go.
I've been kicked out of the studio.
Silverhawks! Static! How's it going?
Hey.
Hey,
I'm calling in to agree with y'all. I grew up Dino Riders and just that all the way.
Dino Riders all the way.
One of the greatest movies ever.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would.
Can I come clean about something?
I remember growing up watching Dino Riders, and it's like, that doesn't make sense, but it makes total sense.
if you look at it
with lasers.
That's great. That's great.
It makes sense when you see a picture of it. You're like, yeah, that makes total sense.
Dinosaurs with freaking laser beams out of there.
It was the good guys, which were the herbivores.
Look at this.
And then the bad guys,
it's
which
herbivores,
were the
guys. Herb. The
if
H
you
is
say
silent.
That one more time, I'm going to throw up on you.
Herbivore. Come on. We don't eat herbs.
Like
he's lying to you.
Herbs and spices.
Just awesomeness.
It was. Awesome, man.
In one season.
Amazing. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Oh,
thanks
gosh.
For the call. Oh, Sam Swan.
Yeah.
I know you got to go.
I got to go, man. Sorry.
Fine. Fine.
Gotta go work.
Nobody likes you anymore,
since,
but that's okay.
Since apparently I got a text from my wife when I blew that last static thing, my wife said, nice job on the static. And then she said, don't quit your day job.
We won't give you a send off then to where you have to say anything other than bye. We'll make it easy for you.
Oh, well, I can
we'll
do
have
it now.
A clean break. Nope. I don't know.
The pressure's off.
I feel like.
The pressure's off.
Yeah. We gave you your shot and you messed it up.
Yeah.
There's a million guys in line behind me, right? Waiting to do that?
Wait in the wings, man.
Yeah, okay.
There's so many dudes that run the Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
It's true.
So many that want to be here.
And none of them are as likable as you, but we'll give them a chance.
Yeah. No, you're always going to win. I think you're the only Baptist friend we have left.
Well, thanks. So. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay.
My mom's a Baptist. She's our friend.
Oh, she is. Yeah. Mom a lot. She's been talking to me throughout this week with Brody. I love her so much.
Yay.
She's great. She's a good human.
Yeah. Good.
So anyways. All right, awesome. Sam Swan, you got to go.
I got to go.
I know.
Sorry, fellas.
Love you, bro.
Love you, too. See you next week.
Yeah.
Do you want me to come in regular time with
the share thing?
Yeah. Or do you want? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Are
just checking.
It's Friday. Yeah, that's how we do.
All right.
Yeah. Perfect. Next week, we're going to do that.
Right
if
on.
If you're just joining us, Jim and the Holograms, live action film.
We've had G.I. Joe. We've had Transformers. What other 80s cartoons should be made into a film?
Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Caller, what do you think?
Yes, well, it's not exactly an 80s cartoon, but it's a girl's opinion.
Okay, girl's opinion.
Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, dude.
Did you know that there's a series, they're coming out with a new series this year?
Really?
Like a new Powerpuff Girls cartoon?
Yes, I did know that.
There you go.
I'm not even the age that you probably should know that.
I'm offended that you called that a girl's show because I may or may not have totally watched that show.
Yeah. Mojo Jojo!
Had all of the books. I had from the Scholastic bookstore or whatever it's called. I had all those huge packages that they had at the end. I had boxes that had all kinds of books on those. So that's my favorite show in the entire world. I wanted to be Bubbles, which makes no sense because I'm brunette, but that's okay. It was amazing.
Incredible. Thank you for your honesty.
Absolutely.
Have a great day.
All right, you too.
All right. What TV show? Cartoon, maybe from childhood, should be made into a live-action film. They're working on Jim and the Holograms right now. No joke. Apparently, I'm going to be at the film because my wife will be there day one.
Boom.
We'll figure it out. Dino Riders, we got some Silverhawks, and your suggestions. Studio at MyStaticRadio.com or Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. More of this talk on the way on Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Hey, shout out to Andrea Schaefer.
Yeah.
She emailed us. She's an online listener from Colorado.
Hey, Colorado
says,
man, welcome.
Technically.
We're glad you're listening, man.
Yeah, man. Andrea, we naturally assume that you're addicted to pot. No, I'm kidding.
Isn't that sad? We totally just profiled you. I apologize.
You just got profiled, gal. And I'm going to make it worse
That's
by saying
lame.
Your recommendation.
To make it up, coming up, we're going to play some Bob Marley for you.
No, we're not. But this is going to make it worse. She said, I guess technically it wasn't a cartoon, but Fraggle Rock would be a cool
movie.
I agree.
She just profiled herself because that was the, like,
Andrea,
that was like Muppets on drugs.
Andrea, before
that was
the oddest get mad.
Show.
No, before you get mad, we're just kidding. Andrea is a fantastic person, and she should be a politician.
Andrea, I will tell you one thing that show taught me.
What?
Was never lie.
Never lie.
Here's why.
You'll get
because
eaten.
There was an episode where the girl with the red pigtails, I don't remember any of their names. Wendy.
Down with Fraggle Rock.
Whatever her name was. Do you remember her?
No.
She was the yellow one with the big red pigtails.
I couldn't watch a lot of Fraggle Rock, so we didn't get Disney until later.
Ah, okay. And she had the red shirt, and she stole something. And then, like, hid it in her house. And they were like, oh, man. That nobody knew, but they knew something was stolen. And so they, all right. And they had this crazy ritual, Fraggle Rock, weirdos. And everybody had to walk up to this cauldron and stick their hand in the cauldron. And nobody knew what was up. And so she walked over there and stuck her hand in the cauldron. And when she pulled it out, her hand was red because she was caught red-handed.
Oh, it was like, Wendy!
It was the red-handed cauldron or something. It was like, I am never lying. because I will be caught red-handed. And so anytime somebody says red-handed, I think of Fraggle Rock and how as a child I was terrified to do anything wrong.
Man, I'm going to bring out a cauldron one day.
Oh, don't
say Steve-O.
I didn't want my mom Steve-O to stick my hand in a cauldron.
Steve-O yesterday in the show. Hang on. I was like, let me get my cauldron. Stick your hand in this cauldron.
Dude, it was like Muppets on crack. It was the weirdest show. Anyways.
I just found a giant list of 80s cartoons. Ready for this?
Yep.
Alf the Animated Tale.
Oh, I remember that.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Alvin and the Chipmunks. We've got an Alvin and the Chipmunks movie.
Yep.
G-Force.
Oh, man.
Brave Star. You remember Brave Star? Bucky O'Hare. Camp Candy.
Captain N.
Captain Planet.
Oh, Captain
Care Bears. Centurions. Oh, my gosh.
Dude, and they had all those like holes in the toys you could put like missiles on them. Oh, my gosh.
Cops. Count Duckula. Darkwing Duck. And David the Gnome.
David the Gnome.
Defenders of the Earth, Denver the Last, Dinosaur, he's
wow.
My friend and whole lot more, Dinosaucers. I think me and Chrissy are the only people in the world that know about Dinosaucers.
You go ahead and read that next one, buddy.
Droids.
Do you remember that cartoon? Anthony Daniels voiced C-3PO, and it was incredible.
I don't think I remember that. Oh, no. I do remember Ewoks.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see, Dungeons and Dragons, DuckTales, Galaxy Rangers, Garfield and Friends, Ghostbusters,
Friends,
GoBots. Yeah. GoBots was a Transformer knockoff.
I couldn't hang with GoBots.
I liked
couldn't
them.
Do it.
I had a lot of the Gummy Bears cartoon, Heathcliff and
oh
the Cadillac
my gosh,
Cats.
Heathcliff!
Yeah, He-Man, Hulk Hogan's Rockin' Wrestling.
Oh my gosh, I loved that show. I had all the toys.
Inspector Gadget.
Uh-huh.
We've had a movie.
We've
of
had that movie.
Inhumanoids, Jim.
Inhumanoids.
Laser Tag Academy.
Wow. Where did you find this list?
It's on retrojunk.com.
Okay.
Legend of Zelda. The Littles! The Littles! Do you remember the Littles?
Of course.
The little people and they lived inside of your house? Gosh, it's creepy when you say it out loud, but it was so enchanting when you were a kid. Oh, the Littles. What's that noise? It's the little demons that live in the wall. I love them! I'm a kid and I'm an idiot! Mask. The Lil Bits. Muppet Babies.
Muppet Babies was
Mighty
my
Max,
jam.
Mighty Orbots.
Remember? Like, they all had, like, the little kid. They were the cute little voices.
Your favorite cartoon, My Little Pony.
Okay.
Pirates of Dark Water. Pole Position. Police
Do you remember
Academy.
Pirates of Dark Water?
Yes.
Okay.
Pound Puppies.
Yeah.
Punky Brewster. Pro Stars. Pro Stars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rainbow Bright. That was another jam for my sisters. Rainbow Bright, Pound Puppies, and Glow Worms. That's what they love.
Oh,
Rescue Rangers, Real Ghostbusters. Man, Robotech. So many of these would be great. Silverhawk, She-Ra. She-Ra.
Yeah, I remember She-Ra.
Sky Commanders. Burr. The Snorks! Come along with the Snorks! I love that show.
Those are those weird dudes that
yes.
were like...
They lived under the water.
Like, yes, okay.
Yeah.
They had like snorkels on their head, but they Star were part
Blazers.
Of the bodies.
Strawberry Shortcake, Super Mario Brothers, Super Show, Super Ted, Tailspin, Teddy Ruxpin, Teen Wolf, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Thundar the Barbarian,
mm-hmm.
Thunderbirds 2086, Thundercats, Tiger Sharks, Toxic Avengers... Transformers, Visionaries.
You're just naming every cartoon from the 80s.
The Woozles.
The Woozles.
That's right.
Well, if there was a cartoon that was not named, get to Facebook.
They didn't say Dino Riders.
It didn't. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We want to know Jim and the Holograms being made into a live-action film.
Maybe it's because I was just on page one.
There are how many pages?
No, those are all comments. Okay.
Oh,
guys,
man.
We want you to participate. This is going to be going all day. It's the question of the day. Which 80s cartoon deserves a movie? Jim and the Holograms is coming out. I mean, if Jim can get a movie.
Apparently, I'm going to be going to that movie with my wife. Date night.
Yeah, right. You're going to be there front and center. You're going to be like, oh, my gosh, Kimber. Kimber, are you doing okay?
There was a dude named Kimber.
There was a girl named Kimber.
Oh.
Because that was Jim's sister.
I didn't watch it.
Also, what kind of name is Jerrica?
Jerrica?
That's an 80s name.
Yeah.
There's ever been an 80s name. That was it. Andrew says, super real talk, Biker Mice from Mars. Thebes says, completely mental misadventures of Ed Grimley.
Ed Grimley!
Christian says, Super Mouse, 81 through 92. That's what deserves a movie.
Dude, Biker Mice from Mars.
Cordell says, a better He-Man.
Yeah.
Christian echoes my sentiments with Dino Riders. Josh says, Pinky and the Brain.
Oh,
it wasn't an 80s cartoon.
It was 90s, yeah.
And then Captain Planet, Mask.
Mask!
Mask, Mask!
I had the, like,
Great.
It was the, oh, what is that called? The race car. And
it's, yeah, the Camaro.
No. The
funny
car or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, my buddy Kyle had that too.
And it split out
that.
And became wings.
Yep.
Yeah.
Loved that one.
Mask was awesome.
Oh, that was awesome. That was one of those toys I was always like.
Flashback Friday. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we didn't go with music, but we went with cartoons.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in. Question of the day. That's it for us.
That's it.
We out.
Bye.
We'll see you guys again Monday. If you missed any part of the show, you can podcast us. MyStaticRadio.com/mornings. And don't forget, we're 5 days away from our share-a-thon. If you love the station, start praying about supporting us. And coming up Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, your opportunity to help us keep going.
Please help us keep going.
Now, we're not going to, like, go away.
I don't know. We might.
We might go the way of Dino Riders.
Freedom
you
Fest
never
went
know.
Away.
Hey.
Static Prime went away.
Hey.
What's going to happen
you're starting
next?
To scare me.
What's the logical conclusion, my
I'm
friend?
Just saying.
Follow it where it goes.
We're going to have our new operations manager on with us during the share-a-thon to talk about the operating costs. It costs about $370,000 a year, which equates to, 1,000 people. If 1,000 people could jump on board $30 a month, that would take care of our operating costs for the entire year. And who knows? Maybe we can resurrect some of those things like Freedom Fest, like prom.
You never know.
Yeah. Anyways.
Tune in next week.
There you go. All the details, mystaticradio.com. Don't delay. Over 7,000 already raised.
Don't delay. Call today.
That's right. On Team Awesome, Morning Partay.
Goodbye.
Static.